following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mag Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? It's the DealsInDeed.com studios and another Drew and Mike show for Wednesday. Mark's in the house. Brandon. Thomas A. Massaway is here as well.
Hello, Drew.
And Joey. So, here we go. And, by the way, a lot of compliments on yesterday's show.
That was a good show.
It's funny. All shows seem kind of the same to me. And I did think, I thought, man, this is a pretty good show yesterday.
They're all snowflakes.
What are we talking about?
No, they're all snowflakes, but I tend to grade them very similarly. But I thought it was a good show. I didn't realize it was that good a show. So that's exciting to come off a good show and try to improve on it.
Oh, so no matter what we do, Tom, it's downhill today.
Of course. That's understood.
It could be.
it's Mama Miss America, right?
Yes.
They played it on the Beatles Network the other day.
They played this?
Yes, they played
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm quite surprised. Was it a special show?
No, it was one of Chris Carter's, just one of his songs that he played. It was great to hear.
Off the McCartney album from 1970.
Mama Miss America.
Okay, so my day started off with Good Morning America the way it usually does. And there were two things that I thought were pretty interesting right out of the gate. Actually, I watched the Today Show, too. I watched them both. One was on Today Show. I can never get that straight. It's kind of like Detroit News and Detroit Free Press.
Well, one was morning, one was there.
Free Press writers and Free Press writers, news writers. Oh, my God, I work at the news. It's all the same to me. I know it's terrible. A good column's a good column. Anyway, they had the story about the female cop who thought she was in her apartment, and she unlocked the door. Somehow she got in. It became all these conspiracy theories came up. Yeah. Bottom line is she was on the wrong floor. Mm-hmm. And she gets in the place, and this black dude, it's his apartment.
Right.
And she supposedly gave him commands immediately, which he didn't follow, and she shot him.
I said, get out of my house.
Don't forget they found marijuana in his apartment.
You know.
And told
so?
I hate
exactly.
It.
It had nothing to do with the story.
I hate it when the two sides just try to. This guy was shot. He was killed.
Doing
who
nothing. Living in his own
pot?
House.
Yeah. I mean, why would anybody even reveal that? That's just so shitty. But, it happens all the time in murder cases where, she was a slut and she was a drug addict and, oh my God, she's so disreputable. She deserved to be murdered. It wasn't him, but somebody probably murdered her because she's horrible. Anyway. The 911 call was released yesterday, mm-hmm. and I thought her reaction was strange. It seems apparent to me that she's telling the truth, that it's an accident. I don't know. I'm curious to see what you guys think. She said one thing that I thought was really weird. But anyway, today's show had the story. So
today that officer is out of jail, but many are asking what took so long for her arrest to happen.
This morning, Dallas police officer Amber Geiger arrested for manslaughter. The 4-year veteran released on bond after she was booked at county jail. Police say
this
last
is not
Thursday.
The right one.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that's
what
not
is
the
that?
Right one. It's the old one.
Oops.
My bad.
Seemed new to me.
It might have been.
Seemed new.
It was either GMA or Today Show this morning.
Dallas 911, this is Carla. Where's your emergency?
Hi, this is an off-duty officer. Can I get, I need emails. I'm in number.
Do you need police as well or just EMS?
Yes, I need both. I thought it was in my apartment, and I shot a guy thinking it was my apartment.
He shot someone?
Yes, I thought it was my apartment. I'm fucked. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Okay, and where are you at right now?
I'm in, what do you mean? I'm inside the apartment with him. Hey, come on.
What's your name?
I'm Amber Geiger. I need to get me, I'm in.
Okay, we have help on the way.
I know, but I'm going to lose my job.
I'm going to lose my job.
Yeah. I thought it was my apartment.
Okay, I'm just fine. Hold on.
Fuck.
Oh, they're already Potty there. Mouth. They're trying to get to you. Oh,
I believe her already.
You do?
I do.
I thought it was my apartment. I thought it was my apartment.
She says that
Holy
a lot.
Fuck. Holy fuck.
Do you think she's protesting too much?
Maybe. That's the only thing I thought was weird. Look, she says it a lot, but it just happened.
She didn't mean to shoot the guy.
I don't think
but
she did either.
It's still manslaughter, isn't it?
Totally believe her.
But yeah, obviously I'm afraid that, you know, if you're going to go in the wrong apartment and you've got a weapon on you and you're going to just fire at anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got to be.
Especially when you're supposed to be trained.
I think, I would think she would get a few years in prison. I really would.
Poor guy. I mean, innocent guy.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's just a horrible story. Because I think she sounded very sincere.
Sounds innocent, too.
Now on Facebook Live, Bob says, off-duty officer, like she announced herself as off-duty officer.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that was too quick and a little specific. But that just made me think of Bob Kraft going, hey, I'm the owner of the Patriots, when he got pulled over after the day spa.
With his Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
Did he have an extra ring to give out to that person?
Don't you know who I am route?
I'm an off-duty officer. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's that. I don't know if that's that weird.
I'm going to lose my job was strange.
No, it's all about her. He's dead. She's going to lose her job.
I think I'd be more worried about the guy.
You think?
I think I'd be thinking I'm going to jail, too.
She's a little flippant, maybe.
Oh, come on. She just did something really, really bad. I mean, you got to.
No,
it's hard to put yourself in her
shoes. She's thinking about her job.
Part of me that feels bad for her because I know she's screwed up. People do screw up.
It sounds like a complete screw up. It sounds like
a total idiot.
Complete accident.
Well, I do.
Sure. Yeah,
the total idiot side, I think, is pretty much there. I mean, I don't even think it has to be stated, but I have a modicum of sympathy for her, but I do think she should go to jail.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know how long. Maybe. I bet you. What do you think she'll get? A year? 2 years?
Oh, I have no idea. Down there, I have no idea.
I don't.
The fact that she's off duty, does that matter?
She'll still have a lot of support from the fraternal order police. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, does that
matter?
Really,
you know what? I don't really care if she's a police officer. I don't care who supports her, doesn't support her. She killed someone who was in their own apartment. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she will have a lot of legal support. You might be right about that. And that, you know, in the end. Now, if she was some dipshit.
That's right. Lock her up.
Some unemployed zero who walked in the wrong apartment and killed the person. She'd probably get 20 years to life.
Yeah, we wouldn't even know this story.
No, we wouldn't even know. You're right. So she'll probably get a pretty nice break.
So she's out her
Did
job
I just call
as well.
Her some dipshit?
She's still some dipshit. I mean, she did commit manslaughter.
Right.
She went to the wrong apartment.
Yeah, I would say she is
kind
equal,
of a dipshit.
Equal to or greater than the some dipshit I referred to.
So there's no chance that
she's mathematical
her job,
equation.
Am I correct? There's no job she can keep. No way she can keep her job.
No. She was right about that. Okay. She was correct. She straightened herself up and.
It seems like that was going to hurt her more than even going to jail. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're falling a little short there and losing the job. That was over when you shot the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Be thinking about prison, honey.
But she's a police officer. She's not really thinking of going to jail.
Oh, I think she should have been. I would have been.
I don't think that's the first thing that comes to her mind.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
As a police officer. I'm going to jail.
Because she gave him commands.
She killed somebody.
The commands didn't impress me, by the way. He's still in his apartment.
Well, guys, he had marijuana.
Yeah.
Now, is he a single man?
Is anyone even arguing that?
Well, he had marijuana. He should have followed her commands.
I don't think so. I just think that they needed to say that for some reason. They needed people to know that, hey, this guy's not no saint.
Right.
Oh, please.
I don't know why they brought it.
Is he a father? Is he a single?
You're going to be happier he's dead if he's single than
if
he's a father?
No, I'd feel worse if he was a father.
Are you going to raise his kids if he
had a father?
I think he was.
I'm just asking. I think it's, as Mark would say, germane to the story.
I don't think we know.
Okay.
We could easily find out, though.
I'm thinking that he's single. He's in an apartment.
I thought he had kids. I don't think he has children.
Going with single.
As much as you're on your phone, Maz, it seems like you could
I'm
Google
this. I'm a
police
officer. Good.
Instead, I sent a video to the kids about of Mags and Layla coming up the steps.
Did you?
And they are completely amused by it.
Are they? Good. Mags and Layla, by the way, they were barking. We both were barking out the dun, 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 the TMZ theme.
They don't like it.
They don't like the theme. They were barking every time I did it.
Hold right now.
They didn't seem to mind it on TV, but when I did it, they were.
They don't like your tune. You go up too high for them.
Maybe.
I think that when they hear that song, they know, oh, the show's starting. We got to come in the basement because you sing it every day. And then, of course, when Charles sits down, you scream, down goes Charles.
That's true.
Every single day.
You're on the money.
It's kind of like when they hear the exit music. They know, hey, we're going back upstairs.
You know what? By the way, I can't not sing it when not giving in. When that commercial comes, it's awesome. Stuck. Not giving in.
What a great spot.
It's good stuck in my brain for hours. Cinco de Mayo is really close.
Derby day.
Well, you know, Mason will have the Derby. They'll carry the Derby live. They'll have it for the 90 seconds. I mean, that's that's the biggest hullabaloo over 90 seconds.
125 seconds.
Watching horses that need a person on their back to point them in the right direction.
It's so anticlimactic.
It's such great animals.
It takes them longer to get from the locker room to the track than the actual competition.
Gallant animals.
Could you imagine a football game where you just watch the guys walk to the field and then it was over in 2 minutes?
It's kind of like the game you're watching.
What are you talking about? That's nonstop action.
That's action?
The flow, yeah, it never stops.
Dude, what do you want to watch? The 2 minute horse race or Mark's?
The 2 minute horse race because it's shorter.
There you
and there's
but not because it's better.
There's just as much scoring as in that game.
What are you talking about? It's been a great game so far.
What's the score?
Well, nothing. I scored early. I scored an away goal. That's huge.
The under
for the aggregate.
The under is in danger right now at 1-0.
I might have a bet on the draw.
Okay.
I'm rooting for them to tie.
Well, there is breaking news on horse racing, but first, Mesa wants to invite you for Cinco de Mayo. They're celebrating Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're that excited about Cinco de Mayo. Maybe they think there's a lot of business in the Saturday pre-day. Crazy. They're on between 3rd and 4th on Main Street in Royal Oak. Great Mexican food at Mesa Tacos and Tequila and the 150 tequilas and the 10% off if you mention the Drew and Mike discount. So there you go. And I'll send a list today. You know, I want to get the Hall Financial Hotline open at some point because we have to call. We got people who may be going to jail for IRS crimes and Social Security numbers frozen. But first, I was sent this Tom Mazoway separated at birth, and it happens to be a horse race.
Nice.
It is the biggest race of the year here in Southern California. Let's get it to Frank Miramonte.
And they're off in the Santa Anita Derby, and Instagram bounces up
this?
Smartly.
He's a Jersey
and
guy.
Takes the lead, clears the field at once. Nolo Contesto is second, and is being rated toward the back of the pack.
Yep, there goes
as
one.
Synthesis moves up one from the outside. And game winner, understandably, is four wide into the first turn.
That's a Derby
Moore
horse.
Ice is just on the outside of Roadster.
That's another
into
Derby
the
horse.
The first turn, they go chasing Instagram, who leads by a length and a half. Contesto is in second. Synthesis now third. Roadster inches up a bit on the inside, fourth. He's 2.5 lengths off Instagram. And game winner
Why
is outside of
Why don't they just shoot their
pair.
Feet and miss them and you make them run faster while they're at it? I mean,
no, they prefer to whip them.
I know. The
well, why not ratchet it up?
And it's Instagram they don't rip in charge.
Yeah, they do.
He leads it by a half length to Nolo Contesto. Right.
It doesn't sound as much like Maz as I thought, but it sounds like Maz a bit.
That's pretty good. I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was not bad.
That's the Mira man, they call him.
I asked Tom if he's ever been to Fenton's Stables and Horse Farm. Have you ever heard of Fenton's Stables and Horse Farm, Drew?
I don't know. I think
it's
maybe.
Very nice. They had a great ad.
Ah, what a perfect day.
Sweetie?
Yeah, honey?
The horse you're on has a huge penis.
I'd like to get off now. I'm not having any fun.
Then we wasted our money.
Sound familiar?
Does it,
Beautiful
Tom?
Fall day, and you're riding with a loved one, when all of a sudden... You're made to feel less of a man. You can't compete with these horse hogs.
And now you don't need to.
Horse hogs.
Here at Fenton Stables and Horse Ranch, we guarantee our horses have a smaller penis than a human man.
Fenton Stables and Horse Ranch.
Look, we have all the little penises they put on these horses, Tom.
Meet Starry Knight here. At first glance, he appears to be a normal horse. But you check his undercarriage, he's the same size as you and I. Is it easy to find a horse with a... short peanut like this? No, it's damn near impossible.
That's why our ancestors started breeding out the big penis gene in our horses generations ago.
In fact, this year, we were excited to welcome our first 5-inch horse penis.
Five-inch horse penis.
Tragically, he passed early this year.
He died.
Killed himself.
Hey, jumped off a cliff.
Is that all I mean? Like, hung like a horse?
I guess.
But yours is bigger than that.
Is it? Huh. Bigger than a horse's. I like the sound of that. Thanks, Fenton's.
Fenton's Stables and Horse Ranch.
Great.
Where you're the one that's hung.
Sweet. Can't believe I've never heard that before.
Lovely place.
I'm going to go to that place.
Lovely place.
Our friends at Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInIndy.com are excited to celebrate spring by offering you five new Fords under $100 a month. Yes, the 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. You go wild and get the 19 Ford EcoSport and pay $81 a month. Or you can really go crazy, irresponsibly lease a new 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. That's a whole dollar more. Lease a brand new Ford 19 Edge SEL as low as $93 a month. Or the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $98 a month. Sound too good to be true. Drag your ass to Zod Ford and Holly and see for yourself. See Maz, get an autograph, lease the car from Gary.
Leave Gary out of this.
Why is Gary in the copy now?
I don't know.
And the rest of the hottest sales.
I love him.
He's got close deals.
They always say, where's Gary? Every time they come into me now.
He's Tom's closer.
Yeah, the hottest sales app in Oakland County. Be excited to see you at Zot Ford.
Hey, I pulled out out of the depths of fire.
How does this happen?
I pulled out at least three decent deals this week to pull me over to 10.
Really?
I got 10 for the month, which is a very bad month still.
10?
It sounded like you really worked hard this week.
Last week?
Last week.
I didn't sell a damn ride last week. Not one.
Well, where'd you get all the four new ones in?
Well, they came in. They heard I was desperate. They literally heard I was desperate. They bought their second car from me. And thank you.
What
Thanks
about,
for coming in.
What happened to Katie? She was all
Katie
hot
is,
to try.
Well, she's still, we're still trying to get her into the dealership. The
you
key
sure?
is to get him in. Of course. I've written
she,
Katie.
She said she, I think she said you ghosted her.
Oh.
I could prove that I have never ghosted Katie. I could prove it.
Oh, boy.
I have got emails back and forth with her.
All right.
All right?
Huh.
You got to believe me.
I want to believe you. She
wish.
Why would I turn my back on a deal?
That's what I thought. Because she said she wanted to be your number 7.
I know.
I don't believe you.
Maz ghosted me.
Oh.
That's bull. That was on what day?
Not even a ghost light.
It was on Sunday.
No.
I think I had already asked you about her.
You did.
I did, because she wrote an email and I forwarded it to you.
I know, but before you even wrote me that email, I had been talking to her.
And sounds like you're straining to do some explaining.
And then you ghosted her.
She was looking for an Explorer or a Flex. Yeah. She said he replied very quickly, asked me a few questions about my lease, said he'd love to help me. I replied, and then I never heard from him again.
That's bull. Katie, that's not nice.
The next day, I listened to the show that was recorded after our email exchanges. He was saying how bad of a month it's been for sales and drew us if he had any prospects. And he said, not really.
Oh, what about Katie?
And now I'm listening to Friday's show, and you called him, and he's still talking about his bad month. I could have been his 8th sale, but now I'm getting I'm getting a Traverse because a Chevy guy called me back.
No, Katie. I don't know what to say.
I don't either. It sounds like she might have been.
Actual audio,
like she
Katie.
Been a little rushed.
You there?
I wish she would have called me.
What?
I do.
She emailed you.
How many times can I call and write her back and not get a call back?
Is there an extra email we don't know about?
So you're blaming her?
Is she exaggerating?
I am. I'm blaming Katie.
Should we call Katie?
Yeah, call her.
I don't know if I have her phone number. Do you really want to call her?
If you want to, I can show you. I can show you the emails.
Do you want to? Okay.
I'd rather not. You know, I don't want to argue with somebody.
Here's Tom's inner monologue.
You don't call a listener a liar?
I'd rather talk behind her back.
You'd rather blame you'd rather blame her and not get
Absolutely.
Let her get her 2 cents?
I don't want her getting her 2 cents.
Huh. Katie, if you do email regarding this conversation, I promise I will read your email on the air if we don't call.
There you go.
Red Shovel Network is very blessed to have David Hall and Dr. Yaldo as full network sponsors, the first ever.
Huge.
We record our show every day when we want. We love giving Maz a hard time. We love promoting our other podcasters, Charlie, ML, Eli. We also love promoting our long-term sponsors who are part of the entire team.
They're good people.
Like Dr. Yaldo, who's improved the lifestyle of so many people with his 2 state-of-the-art surgeries, custom CATS LASIK, the most advanced in the world, people getting better in 2020, and then the multivocal lens implants for people 45 or older who want to get great far vision and never need reading glasses.
45.
So many of you have raved about how great it is to be done for good with contacts, glasses, readers, all the ancient technology. Dr. Yellow also has lots of frames if you want glasses. Some people like wearing glasses. Make the call. Get up to half off on custom LASIK till May 15th if you mention Drew and Mike. And if you listen to the other shows, please mention the other shows.
Yeah.
1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to Yeldo Eye Center. And then, I got an email from Luke Nowacki today.
What's going on?
I'm 59 and a half.
What does that mean?
I can take my 401k.
Oh, boy.
I know. And how many times did I look at that and go, it's never going to happen. Jesus. Years. That's decades away.
Congratulations, though. You made it.
Doesn't feel that good. Anyway, Luke would
love to- I told you I got an email from someone that said you look hotter today than the last time they saw you. So that's flattering.
I guess that's good news, but
a handsome man.
They say 59 is the new 23. I don't know who they
those
are.
People are all, that's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Although, now, you know, honestly, people do look, I mean, especially the Hollywood people. I cannot believe how young some of these, like Susanna Hoffs.
Mm-hmm. She looked great.
She's amazing.
She looks great, sounds great.
I know.
I still love her.
Boy, those three Under the Covers CDs, by the way, you know, we all have Google Play, so I was going through that. That song selection's fantastic, and she's got such a great voice. Anyway, Luke.
Hey, Matthew Sweet is huge.
Matthew, I do like, he is huge.
So weird.
I like Matthew Sweet. I always did.
Never see big rock stars.
I know, that's kind of weird. Well, the guy from Smithereens.
Oh, that's right.
Pat D'Anizio.
Forgot about him.
He was like 600 pounds. Yeah. And, you know, Marshall Crenshaw was coming through with the Smithereens. I want to check on that show because I'd love to get Crenshaw on.
Mm-hmm.
The old Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall Crenshaw from Berkeley.
He was, oh, he was good. We had him last year.
Someday, someway, whenever you're on my mind. Yeah, he's great. Anyway, Luke would love to help you with your 401k. He'll even tell you when you're 59 and a half so you can start taking it without any penalty. And if you have any other financial plans you need help with or life insurance or estate planning or, you know, maybe you've got two little kids and you're worried about getting them off to college with a little bit of help. Boy, this college loan thing. I was reading about that today. I don't know why, but it was, I bumped into it somewhere, so I start diving on it. And
yeah,
the worst part. Really, honestly, if college didn't get so expensive,
mm-hmm.
it was fairly manageable mm-hmm. until 93 to 2003. College, the cost of college went up 93% in
why
a decade.
Why did it go up so much?
You know,
did they lose funding from states?
No. That happened in 2008, the recession. Okay. States said, you know what? We can't help too much with college. So well, the loans probably, just get bigger, yeah. bigger, and the amounts get crazy. And
people can't pay them.
There was a... No, and they can't. And, you know, the worst thing is that, you know, a lot of these people don't finish college. It's like, nah, this isn't for me. Got $40,000 in debt. I only went 2 years, you know.
When did for-profit colleges start, too? Was that around then?
You know, that's a good question.
I don't know.
I can't answer that. But they were saying that liberal arts majors accumulate more debt.
Yeah, they're useless. You can't get a job.
Why would you borrow more money to get a liberal arts degree? That just
can't make your mind up sometimes.
I know. The ultimate problem here is that you are loaning a huge amount of money to an 18-year-old. 18-year-olds, they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I spent my money. Half of it, you know, went to the track. The other half went to school.
Bernie Sanders had a tweet the other day. It said the boomer generation needed 306 hours of minimum wage to pay for 4 years of public college. Millennials need 4,459.
Okay, wait. 306 hours of minimum wage.
It's according to Bernie.
To pay for college? I'm a baby boomer. 304 hours of minimum wage would not have paid for my college. Minimum wage at that time was...
$3.
$2.50? I don't know, that'd be $912 to get a degree.
Maybe he's not adjusting for inflation.
I'm not sure what the hell he's talking about.
I don't know, it was a big tweet. It got 70,000 likes and 20,000 retweets.
People like it because they want to believe it, but that sounds ridiculous. 304 hours of minimum wage. 304 hours of minimum wage now, if I took minimum wage now, and the cost of my college, then it doesn't even work.
No.
You know, that's like when...
What's his source on this? Is he just throwing numbers against the wall?
Well, I use a calculator for that.
God, I hate politics. It reminds me of
politics, really. It's just a misleading statement.
Well, no, but
true.
He's trying to win votes. He's trying to win favor.
So what's he promising?
Well, this woman commented that she went to Maryland 70 to 74 and it cost her 10 grand.
Well, that's not 3 or 4 hours of minimum wage.
No, but 10 grand will get you maybe your first books for your first class nowadays.
10 grand for books for your first class?
Well, okay. Maybe
it sounds pretty expensive.
Maybe I'm being a little exaggerated.
You know what else they mentioned in this thing was that people are borrowing money to go to private colleges.
Ooh.
What? I want to go to private school. It's smaller and I'll know everyone. I'll get lost. Well, yeah, but you're going to pay out the ass.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah, but you're getting a loan. That's your problem, where you spend it.
A loan that's never forgivable, even if you declare bankruptcy.
But then you bitch when you, oh, my God, I've got all this debt. I don't know. I would think that, honestly, by this point in time, shouldn't they have something worked out with the state schools that gives you a really good deal on a loan, like no interest?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Yeah. Macomb Community College or Oakland Community College? These high schools that the kids are in now, my kids have an opportunity to take college courses. By the time they're done with high school, they'll almost have a year done of college already if they put their credits with the...
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, Lily's going to have a year done?
Yeah, she'll have a year
she'll
done.
She'll be a sophomore when she enters?
Yeah.
If well, she's saving you a whole year of tuition.
She is.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you write an essay on that?
Absolutely.
No, that's great.
No, that's what a lot of these high schools are doing. They're letting you take these college courses. Wayne State is giving courses. You know, and if you go to these schools that are around here, then you make your choice and go to whatever school you want.
Gee, I can't wait till I go to high school.
There you go.
You know what blows my mind is sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and they'll go, no, I can't retire. I'll be working until I'm 70. And it's somebody who makes like a shit ton of money in my mind. Yeah. And I'll go, wow, do you like working? And they'll go, No. I got one still in college.
Yeah.
It's like,
so
really? Yeah. I mean, well, I guess they're paying for the whole thing.
I guess so.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, college should not be that.
No.
It shouldn't
derail your life.
Someone. No.
To me, I honestly, I wouldn't even think. I paid my own way.
I'm not work material.
I got to tell you, I got really pissed when Michigan State just wrote checks for $500 million, and it was really just no big deal. Mm-hmm. And if it's no big deal, then why would it be a big deal to lower tuition?
Right.
I mean, instead of writing checks to Larry Nasser victims.
People are still signing
up. No, you're right. They don't need to. You're right.
There are some universities. I think Michigan's doing this, too, though, where if you come from a lower income, you can get it for free. Or it's almost prorated based on the
– or your ethnicity.
Well, there are
helps
grants
as well.
Yeah, there's grants. There's, you know, scholarships. It's still hard. But not everybody should go to college.
No, they shouldn't.
Sorry.
And that's
sorry, not sorry.
I think this competitiveness, this business of driving kids, you have to go to college. You know, on the one hand, I feel like this whole celebration of graduating eighth grade in high school and, you know, like, oh, my God, let's have a party. Somebody finished high school. I think that's silly because it's sort of, you know, it's really not a big deal.
But it's kind of like,
aren't you expected to finish high school? Aren't you supposed to go to school?
Yeah. But you know what? It's kind of a nice way for you to get a little something from your relatives
you're
or something that you're going to college.
That bought me a new stereo in
exactly.
my truck when I graduated.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not saying you don't get a present, but I mean, throw a party when you got to
like
pay for 4 years of college.
Why do you hate parties so much?
Yeah. You don't want to come to Lily's party? Just tell me now. It's all right.
How much are you going to spend on Lily's high school graduation party?
We got to wait cheap.
Let's flesh out a budget.
We got to wait cheap on the Sweet 16. We didn't do it. She didn't want one.
Sweet 16?
Yeah. You have to have a party for Sweet 16.
No, you don't.
And there's if you're Hispanic,
can't you have a party
you have
with
the,
your
what's,
family?
What's the 15?
Oh, Quinceañera.
That's huge, man.
Oh, so where you buy them a new car and then they complain about the car? I don't want that color. I don't want it today.
One of Lily's friends, of course, has a new lease.
I thought I was getting a Beamer.
Has a new Jeep lease.
I hate you, Dad.
I'm trying to bring Lily home like a station wagon. So I have no chance of bringing her home a station wagon.
Or a Jeep.
I know.
And a pretty cool Wrangler.
What did her friend get?
She got a Jeep Compass. Brand
ooh,
new.
Ooh.
Brand new.
Brand new?
Yeah.
Lily almost had the Wrangler.
She must have earned it.
She's a...
What happened to that Wrangler?
I forgot that Lily earned it, too.
I told Lil, she's an only child. Maybe that's the reason that she got a car.
Oh, nice pitting her against her sister. Nice making her hate her sisters.
If you were an only child, maybe you'd have an opportunity.
Well, then why don't you just buy one car and they can pass it down?
I'm thinking.
Okay. This is all so difficult. Maz, you need to see Luke Nowacki to sort all this
that's
out.
That's right. Yeah, Luke Reidsville.
Security Investment Service. Advisory
Service. Tomorrow's read, by the way? Yeah. Is this covered tomorrow?
Yeah. No, because we went off the topic to college loans. But he would love to help you with your college loans.
I know.
248-663-4748. It's a good point, Maz.
Yes.
Honestly. Security Advisory.
My mom goes to college.
Services up through Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated. Separately owned other entities and or marketing names, products or services referenced here. Independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Luke, possibly the longest commercial ever.
I think it might be.
248-663-4748. Gets a lot of calls from our people, too.
You should.
People seem very happy. So we do have people who are in danger of being jailed. Brandon, you think the Social Security calls are more urgent or the IRS call?
Probably the IRS, just because it's the government. I mean,
yeah.
Don't screw with them.
Well, let's give it a shot.
Okay, one moment.
Sounds like somebody's in danger, serious danger, going to jail. And I mean, the desperation in these emails. The Hall Financial Hotline is open. DrewandMike.HallFG.com, or click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and they'll be crunching numbers mighty quick. They seem to answer people on the weekends.
Remember when they called me right before the show? One of their guys called me.
Yeah, that's right. Maz just got a call asking, and how long ago would you do that?
Last year. And Dan called me today.
Called a year later to see if you're happy?
Yeah, less than a year. Less than a year.
That's very cool. People always mention the people that help them because they're so good.
Must be getting a lot of calls.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Crime Investigation Unit of Internal Revenue Service. Uh-oh. All our executives are busy attending other calls. Kindly leave your name and a brief message or call us back after some time.
That guy sounds tough.
I'm just calling. I'm aware that I do owe money, and if you could call me back at the 248 number, I wanted to settle up. I'm embarrassed that you had to call me.
I'm scared.
And I will... Again, please call back. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Thank you for leaving a message.
Sorry.
Aging Mr. Herman.
All right, the next two numbers we have are Social Security.
I think a number's being frozen.
Yes.
I didn't realize they could freeze your Social Security number. This is all new to me.
But when these ones call, they don't specifically ask that you owe money or anything like that. So.
Okay. So we're just going to get the number unfrozen.
I think so.
Can't believe they would do that.
Oh!
Stop watching soccer.
Well, I'm not aware that Social Security Administration calls people at their homes.
They don't even answer the phone usually when you call that. They're probably not very
probably
happy.
Not.
Take calls. Supposed to do send a letter.
Oh! Oh, no.
Oh, man.
What are we, a fax?
If they did the all the census numbers based on Social Security, we'd have about an extra 100 million people in this country. That's why my mom was getting such a hard time, because they're... I forgot how many people is over 100 years old, according to the Social Security Administration.
You can get rid of them.
Oh, man.
They must have off today. It must be a holiday.
Is it a holiday in India?
It's May Day. Are they off for May Day?
Yeah, these calls, maybe they're a little old. Hey, did you hear Oprah got blown out from 60 Minutes?
Yeah, she's trying to spin it as the she's leaving because they kind of hampered her style.
Yeah, they made her record her name 7 times because she said it with too much emotion.
Yeah.
What is she Michael Jordan?
Oprah Winfrey! I mean, that would sound kind of silly on 60 Minutes.
60 Minutes! Can you imagine that?
I'm Morley Safer. I'm Mike Wells. Oprah Winfrey!
All that and more on 60 Minutes! I'm surprised they canned her, though.
How could you be disrespectful to Oprah?
I think it's a bad look for 60 Minutes.
You know, I have to
say, didn't do much, but the stories they were good.
I thought they were good, too.
They were stories
this is Oprah's minge.
I don't think they liked the Michael Jackson story.
She did a Michael Jackson one?
Well, didn't she do the one on HBO?
Yeah.
No. Well, 60 minutes.
No, but she did
that.
The follow-up.
Yeah, the follow-up.
And she did a hell of a
job.
Yeah,
but it had nothing to do with 60 Minutes. I thought that was a great show.
Maybe they didn't like what she did.
Oh, come on.
I told you she was going to get a little back.
Weird conspiracy theory.
I told you she was going to get a little, I thought she'd get a little.
What do you think, Paris Jackson called the head of, called Don Hewitt from the grave?
Blanket.
I'm not sure.
Blanket called Hewitt from the grave?
Could have been.
Blanket just resurfaced, by the way.
I know. He looks
saw
great.
A new picture of him.
He looks good. He
looks like Michael.
Kind of does. And I, you know, I asked the question when this came up because I just can't. This whole, all this Michael Jackson stuff is just blowing my mind. I don't want to spend an hour on Michael Jackson, but I want to discuss this.
Yeah.
Who is? Okay, anybody can answer this. Who is Blanket's mother?
Debbie.
Debbie Rowe.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he look like Paris or Prince?
It's not Debbie Rowe. We know it's not because she wasn't pregnant at the time.
The two children are hers, Paris and Prince. So wait, he just bought a child and we don't know who the mother is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought
it
was from
a little
Mexico.
Unusual when...
You said it looks like him.
Celebrities just end up with new kids and there's no wife and there's no... There's
no red tape.
Yeah, it's... And then Blanket shows up. And seriously, I remember when Blanket appeared and people went, where'd Blanket come from?
Yeah,
I mean, nobody knew.
Up. He was
and
just
no
there.
Because Michael Jackson just does whatever he wants and nobody asks any questions. And if he says there is kids, even if they're white, then people go, okay, there is kids.
It's officially an unknown surrogate. That's what it is officially.
Where's his birth certificate?
Birth.
Well, usually when someone is a surrogate, don't they have a partner? I mean, isn't there usually a... Often, I guess it happens.
Debbie Rowe, maybe. I don't know. As the partner.
Debbie Rowe, who's not allowed to contact those kids until he died.
Until he dies. That's a sweetheart deal.
That's so weird.
It's a sweetheart deal.
And there was an auditorium. Brandon was talking about this yesterday. There's an auditorium at a high school in Los Angeles that was the Michael Jackson Auditorium. And after leaving Neverland, suggested, yeah, you better change the name. There was so much backlash. In other words, there's more backlash about changing the name over him being a pedophile than there is about him being a pedophile.
Correct.
Don't do it.
Oh, I got a quickie yesterday for yesterday. I'm in a car with a customer on a test drive.
I'm with a customer.
I got Sirius Satellite on. Michael Jackson comes on.
Yes.
She starts screaming, get him off. We don't want no Michael Jackson. I'm like, it's a great song. It was like Billie Jean or something.
Oh, nice argument. Argue nice argument with a customer.
Argue with a customer.
Over a song.
Over a song. I don't like him. He's a pedophile. So he's still got good music, I said.
You ghosted one customer and you ran one off over Michael Jackson.
I'm sorry, Kate. Katie, I'm sorry.
Fake.
I wanted it to work out. I really did.
I have breaking news. According to a YouTube video with 784 views, they found out who Blanket Jackson's mom is.
She looks like him.
Oh, let's hear it. This is breaking news. Wait, this is breaking Red Shovel.
Audio.
784 views?
It's playing. There's no audio.
Some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Okay, this could fall into the and shit category.
Well, okay, so it's just still pictures of somebody named Prudence Solomon. Who the hell is Prudence Solomon? She does kind of look like him.
What's the percentage chance that you'll get her on the phone, Brandon?
58.
Let me look her up.
Prudence Solomon. Named after the song.
Dear Prudence. Yeah.
She looks like him.
Okay.
Wait, here's another one. This is from the same account.
Oh, here we go.
This one has 138,000 views.
All right.
Jackson's mother.
Great audio quality.
Sounds like porn from the 70s.
Well, this is the same exact, these are the same pictures. Molly.
Wait, that's just a soundtrack?
Thumbs
for the pictures?
Down. Huh?
What happened to Thumbs Down Ryan, by the way?
He's still out there. Just hanging out with Jonah Stillman.
Hey, we should make it Thumbs Up Ryan. He was a good sport about everything.
I agree. He was. Unlike that 3-year-old.
Oh, 3-year-old.
So Prudence is from South Africa, so I'm not sure she's going to be listed where I...
She's from South Africa?
Oh.
Yeah.
Brandon.
It's a full of air. Jeez. Every time I come down here.
There's another one. Who is Blanket Jackson's mother? This is not from Molly, but it's still just two pictures with music underneath.
Jackson probably got it taken down or forced him to take any verbal audio out.
All right.
What a waste of time.
Because he's Michael Jackson.
Damn it.
I mean, essentially, Michael Jackson has the LAPD gold card. He is, you can molest children, you can get all the drugs, you can get drugs they only put people to sleep with for surgery every night. You can do whatever you want. You can have a doctor round the clock who can prescribe anything you ask for. You can have kids, you can buy them, they don't have to see their mother
for
ever.
A year.
This is so weird. Isn't it bizarre?
Oh, the plot thickens. Michael Jackson's best man was at Prudence Solomon's wedding in 1997. This is
okay.
So I do have one number.
His best man, wasn't that Elizabeth Taylor?
Was.
I do have one number. I
thought it was Webster.
Or maybe Michael Jackson was the best man at the wedding.
We've been friends 23 years, and now you'll see him.
Is this Prudence?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Percentage?
100.
14%.
3%. 14%? Okay.
What time is it in South Africa?
It's the same time everywhere.
Come on, Prudence.
Well, it's only 14%, so I'm not going to be heartbroken.
Oh, my God, Brandon.
It's Dear Prudence.
Is that real?
True. At least you get Dear Prudence out of it.
It was real.
Are you okay?
I know, it's true, Maz.
Do you need to go use Drew's bathroom?
Jeez.
Sorry about that.
And by that, I mean his shower.
Is that going to stink?
Brandon's going to go take a shower. Can you use your towel?
Yeah, she's not answering.
You can. You don't have to use the hand towel.
Drew did get new paper products today. Got the new paper towel,
napkins too.
Paper plates,
yep.
Toilet paper.
Red Shovel Network is
paying off,
investing a lot of money.
Restocked.
A lot of different things.
Restocked.
Okay, why don't we? Well, you know what I want to do first. Since I'm on Michael Jackson, there's a few topics lately that I think got old just because they were so, like, R. Kelly was in the news for a couple weeks, Jackson leaving Neverland, and Pete Davidson was driving people crazy too, and I was tired of him.
Let's egg him.
Jesse Smollett is another good example.
Yeah,
I just get like, just go away, just
He's
shut
been
up.
Away for about what, 10 days now? We haven't heard much about him.
Oh, he's there's still LA. Stuff. You know, it was a big story because Trump called him a third-rate actor.
There was a story today.
Oh God,
about
do
him.
I have to read about this?
What was the story today about him? They dropped the. Independent investigation.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
The investigation actor, Kim that nobody Fox? Ever heard of.
The request for special prosecutor has been dropped. I don't know why.
Well, I thought they were investigating Kim Fox. And they were supposedly going to, he was going to be asked to be interviewed.
Yeah, I don't know.
As part of this. Is that what they dropped?
Let's see.
I saw that Kim
A judge issued something, I think it was yesterday.
He got away with it. Let's just face it.
Chicago prosecutor Saini Mohammed withdrew the request on Monday. Oh, because another one has been filed by a retired judge, Sheila O'Brien.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So I have two.
Where's Rahm Emanuel when you need him?
Oh, Rahm Emanuel's been behind this all the way. He's billed him for $130,000.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to talk about him. I don't want to. I really would rather not talk about this person either, except that this story is so dumb, I can't handle it. Pete Davidson blew off a stand-up event last night. This is the guy who can't take a joke. Somebody wore an Ariana Grande t-shirt and thrown out of a show. Somebody said, what about Ariana? Thrown out of a show. And he really gets angry at these people. This guy jokes about war veterans who lose an eye. He jokes about 9/11. He jokes about Ariana Grande. He does bits on Saturday Night Live on it. But then if anyone else does, they're thrown out of his show.
Yeah.
So the club owner, who, by the way, why don't you cue up the TMZ story? Because I think the audio is amazing. The club owner goes on stage after Pete Davidson's security.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Pete Davidson has security.
For what?
He's soft. I don't know.
They tell the owner, I don't want you talking. I don't want anyone talking about these
anyone
two
talks
women.
About,
access denied.
If anyone says anything about Kate Beckinsdale or Ariana Grande, you are to throw them out of the club.
Sale.
So the club owner goes on stage and says, I just want you to know, please don't yell out any or heckle Pete with anything about Ariana Grande or Kate Beckinsale. Davidson decides, I didn't want him to say that. I'm out. And he leaves and he makes a post on Instagram. He is such a fucking child. Why is someone so soft in stand-up comedy?
I don't know.
Honestly.
I don't know. Can't take a joke.
Especially since he considers himself an edgy comedian.
Pussy. Connecticut. It's called the Stress Factory, Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory. And Pete was the headliner, but didn't go on stage. In fact, he left. And this is the first
Thanks
that
for listening to the
people knew, at least from Pete's side,
Charles
what happened.
Down.
So he walks away from the club, gets in his car, and then he posts this.
Hey guys in Connecticut, I'm sorry that we had to leave the show before I got to go on. The owner, Vinnie Brand, disrespected me and did something that I told him not to do. And I can't perform under those circumstances. However, everybody who got tickets to that show, I am doing a free show for you guys. We'll figure out where it's going to be.
Yeah, what about the hour they lost?
And, you know, we'll get it all sorted out.
No, that's
so
not...
the owner... So,
that's not sorting it out.
...what Pete just recorded on the big screen at the club.
Right, because Pete... So he plays the video on the screen.
Now listen to this.
And this is the owner, Vinny Brand. Now listen to the crowd.
They went after Pete.
Yeah.
So we talked to one of the guys who was at the club.
Yeah.
And what he said was, I guess that Pete had asked the owner, I don't want to be heckled with Ariana's name, with Kate Beckinsale's name.
If anybody does, I want them thrown out of the club.
He told the security guy told the owner basically if any of the people made any jokes, he wanted them thrown out. So yeah.
So Vinny Brand, who's the guy you saw on stage,
goes on stage
before Pete and says, look, it makes that clear to everyone. If you mention, if you yell out Kate or Ariana, you heckle them anyway, you are going to be thrown out. And that alone incensed Pete.
So the owner's thinking, I'm trying to help Pete, presumably,
right,
by telling everybody don't heckle him with these names. Pete is thinking,
Pete feels,
I didn't want my name, those names mentioned, and he mentioned them to the audience.
One, you mentioned their names, and I didn't want you to mention their names. And two, you're kind of killing the energy in the club by telling people, you know, giving them a list of things they can't do.
What side are these guys on?
And Pete said, you know what? Screw you, and walked.
Pete Davidson makes the rules.
Then the owner gets back on stage, Vinny Brand, and then just went off on Pete.
Yeah, this is Pete.
I didn't disrespect you. Your security guy told me to say what I said. And if you got a bad security guy, you should have fired your security guy. You got everybody. And what did I tell you, Pete? When you were a young comic, you came, you hung out at my club in New Brunswick.
Yeah,
Vinny's pissed.
What a child
Whoa,
he is.
He needs to be egged.
Oh, you're angry.
Dun, 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 dun.
What's your obsession with egging people today?
I don't know. I like to egg people.
What?
I think it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah. He deserves to be egged.
Unless you get egged.
No, I don't want to be egged. I'm not going to go on stage or do anything like this.
did you guys hear about the Joe Biden poll?
That he's at a Bernie. That's the one
He's way ahead.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
39% to 15% for Bernie, 8% for Pocahontas.
You going to run with Bernie eventually?
Bernie?
Will he run with Bernie?
I don't know. I'm not sure he's an asset. I think Joe Biden will pick a female.
Yeah.
I think he's going to pick Beto.
Why? So he can kiss her and grope her?
I've said it from the beginning. I think he's going to pick Beto because he's going to have the people that love Joe, the people that remember Obama, and then what he's also going to do, he's going to pick up Beto. That way it energizes the young crowd, the internet crowd.
But he doesn't know Beto.
Does he get along with Beto?
I mean,
Beto's doing 6%. What happened to Beto?
I know he's doing bad on his own, but I think he'll do great in terms of being his VP choice. I think that was my initial guess.
I wonder how Beto would do in a debate against Mike Pence.
I don't know.
He's supposed to be a good speaker.
Yeah.
I think Joe and Hillary would work great together.
Oh. Jesus. I think he'd wave his arm a lot.
But
he almost won last time.
Buttigieg.
He almost won.
Buttigieg has 7%. He's ahead of Beto.
Yeah.
So anyway, this morning, Joe and Dr. Jill Biden, don't anyone ever refer to her as Dr. Jill Biden. She cannot prescribe you pills. So I don't know why anyone calls her doctor or she insists on being called doctor. And by the way, they don't say, oh, and she's going to be back here talking about her book next week. It's like, fucking cares? Politicians and books. Oh, my God. And wives of politicians' books? Nothing like reminding us that your rating is going to suck next week. How stupid. So 7:08:30 for Joe Biden, who immediately, this goes right into the whole Anita Hill thing, which is, why did he bring that up? You mean to tell me he's been so sorry for 30 years and he just figured out that he should say something about it?
Who has put pubic hair on my Coke?
Did Clarence Thomas not pick the wrong chick to hit on, by the way, the wrong law clerk?
Well,
And that's,
he didn't seem to be too smooth in general.
That's the line Clarence actually said. Who has put pubic hair on my coat? And that has got to be the only move that's ever been retired after one try. possibly the worst move ever.
It is a terrible line.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
Hey, someone come look at this pube.
Spoke about acts that he had seen in pornographic films involving such matters as women having sex with animals.
Oh.
And films showing group sex or rape scenes.
I hate what happened to her.
He talked about pornographic materials. But
I would not last with
depicting individuals with large penises or large breasts involved in various sex acts. On several occasions, Thomas told me graphically of his own sexual prowess.
708.30.
708.
Okay. Somewhere around there.
Clarence was bragging.
Yeah.
About Long Dong Silver.
Probably hung. But he picked the wrong chick. Clarence, read the room. Anita Hill did not want to get nailed. Not by you, anyway.
Definitely picked the wrong girl.
Who would you rather be with? Anita Hill or Melinda Gates?
Oh, boy.
I think I'd go with Anita Hill.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I've done them both.
Asking him about Anita Hill, who accused
Clarence Thomas. I'm Anita Hill, but not by that much.
Not going to boss you around.
She sounds really lectury.
1991, Biden presided over the confirmation hearing.
Robin Roberts in that trio, I think.
She doesn't want to be with you, Tom.
Was treated.
And moving forward and deciding to run, you reached out to Anita Hill. She has recently said, when asked if she felt it was an apology that you had extended, she said no, that she said, I cannot be satisfied by simply saying I'm sorry for what happened to you. I will be satisfied when I know there is real change and real accountability and real purpose.
Well, I was grateful she took the call. I don't want to get in our private conversation, but the point is that, look, I was chairman of the committee.
Professor, do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
I believed her from the very beginning.
Fake.
But I was chairman. She
Wait,
did not get a fair
I remember him saying
hearing.
He believed her from the very
she
beginning back then.
She did not get
then.
Treated well. That's my
did he
responsibility.
Say that?
And I committed that I am determined to continue the fight to see to it that we basically change
continue
the culture
it 30
in this
years
country
later?
Where a woman is put in a position where she is disbelieved. As the committee chairman, I take responsibility that she
this
did
is just
not
bad advice
well.
Getting into all this.
I take
this.
Responsibility for that.
I hear what they're
You're
saying.
Having a good time, Joe?
I understand
Joe?
It. And I'll be much more mindful.
Hey.
That's my responsibility. My responsibility.
Welcome to the world.
You put out the
Joe?
Video, and it was a very powerful video right after these accusations from women who said that you made them feel uncomfortable.
And I get it.
Hey.
I get it.
But then shortly thereafter, you're addressing a group, mainly men, and you make light of it.
Mainly
I just
men.
Want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie. I mean,
oh, God.
And some people were wondering, do you really get it?
Well, I really do. Here's the deal. I've always thought that part of leadership, part of politics was listening to people, hearing them, making them feel comfortable, getting them, letting them know I hear them and I empathize with them if they have a problem. It's my responsibility to be more sensitive to whether or not someone wants me to reassure them or wants to say hello or wants to sow affection and support.
Talking about now?
And that's my responsibility.
But Robin, I think what you don't realize is how many people approach Joe, men and women, looking for comfort. But going forward,
Pause
I think
for a second.
He's going to have to judge, be a better.
It sounds to me, first of all, who asked her to say anything?
She's trying to save her man, Drew.
I know, no. And she spoke fairly eloquently. But honestly, doesn't it sound like Biden's going to be so busy trying to figure out whether to hug someone, shake their hand, what's he going to do?
I think he should just be himself. Just be himself.
He's going to be so busy trying to read people. I don't know how he has time to run the country.
If you got
to
lose by hugging someone, then lose. Hugging someone.
He can't get in trouble for hugging someone.
I'm a hugger.
I would just say
no. I'm going down.
I just say it's a no-hug zone.
That means Dr. Joe Biden's going to be running stuff while he's busy trying to figure out who he can hug and kiss.
Judge of when people approach him, how he's
hug
going
away,
to react.
Joe.
That he maybe shouldn't approach them.
And how did you react when those first accusations were made?
I've known Joe for 44 years, and one of the things I've always admired about him is the way he does connect with people. And in 44 years, I hadn't heard it's negative
true.
Comments, but now's a different time.
Yep.
Women, men are in a different place now. And so we have to We have to honor that.
Have you ever experienced a similar situation when a man made you feel uncomfortable by their actions
or
inappropriate language of any sort? Has that ever happened to
you? Why are they asking her this?
It's happened to me.
I don't know.
And then I've come home and I've told Joe about it.
She never tell me the names, though.
I felt
creepily
that,
grab and kiss their spouse
in my space.
No, that's not nice.
Why did he make that joke?
It was a good joke.
You know, it was
He's he reached you,
sort of stepped aside. I didn't address it.
That was a good joke.
Like you said, things
reached middle
have
America.
Changed. There was a time when women were afraid to speak out. And
when is modern science going to find a cure for a woman's mouth?
Should we keep going with this?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of babbling.
Not really.
Oh.
Dr. Jill Biden, excuse me. Whatever. She seems like she might be an asset.
She's
I feel dumb saying that.
She's fine.
She's going to make a great first lady.
She's just...
She'd probably be okay.
Why do you think she's going to make a great first lady?
What attributes? I think she's a classy girl.
What's a great first lady?
Like Jacqueline on assets. Just a, you know, just a... I don't know.
No, what did Jackie do that you were so impressed with?
Why Jackie?
Jackie was, I don't know, America at that time. You looked at her. Women wanted to be her. Men wanted to be with her. I just, you know, she's just a pleasant
person.
It's
good if people want to fuck the first lady?
Of course. I'm just saying that she's a pleasant person.
What about Rosalind Carter?
Rosalind Carter was
a
sweet
cool
lady.
She still is.
What about Nancy Reagan?
Nancy Reagan? I love Nancy Reagan. Everyone loved Nancy Reagan.
What about Hillary Clinton?
What do you think Rosalind Carter's legacy is as first lady?
I just thought that she was a southern, you know, a great southern woman representing the United States of America.
What a generic
statement. She didn't do anything? She just acted southern?
Well, I don't remember what she did.
What about Betty Ford?
Betty Ford was wonderful. Look at the Betty Ford Clinic.
I knew that was a nerf toss.
I didn't know.
But you know what Rosalind Carter's lasting legacy is? Is the time Mike Clark talked about how hot she was back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And they quickly pulled it back when he realized that she wasn't. We could not find one picture of her looking good.
He had to have found one.
I think
one.
He just thought of Jimmy Carter lusting in his heart.
I don't know what it was.
He was lusting for other women.
I don't know what.
So I don't know what. I don't know
what Mike was talking about.
Poor Roz.
But boy, did he get pounded for that one.
She got a bad rap there.
Why?
Poor Roz. After Mike backed
and
off.
And she took a picture with Gacy, too. I mean.
We should ask the inverse question, Tom. Who's a bad first lady?
Yeah, who are you most disappointed in this
first
lady?
Seem to like them all.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Melania.
Oh,
what?
And
why?
What mistakes do you think she's made that have hurt her?
She just doesn't look like a reachable person, a friendly person. I don't like... You might not like your husband.
Does Hillary?
But you got to act like you like him.
What?
Act like you like him. She doesn't... I don't think she pulls any punches with the Donald. Any pictures I see, any
she wouldn't
video.
Hold his hand that one time.
Right. I don't.
Well, that's good. She's powerful.
No,
she's independent.
You said, would you like put that. Hillary in the same category? Because she wouldn't hold his hand either.
I would.
Okay. Huh. So Hillary Clinton, you don't feel achieved much as first lady?
I thought she would have been a good president, to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
What about Dolly Madison?
I didn't go back that far, but I heard Dolly
I thought
was
you were
tough.
Going to go to her baked goods.
I heard
or
Dolly
something.
Was tough.
How about Lady Bird Johnson?
Lady Bird was great. She knew Lyndon was cheating on her left and right and everything.
What is your feelings on Eleanor Roosevelt?
Eleanor Roosevelt. Look at all the statues she's got in Washington, D.C. about her.
But what about...
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Man, she had a
FDR
room
and her.
In the White House where she used to get it on with her female lesbian lovers.
Nice. Nothing wrong with that.
You think that's okay?
Why not?
Apparently, as long as she's supporting her man, it's fine.
But if
unlike
the country...
Melania,
FDR couldn't help her.
I mean, really, in the White House, she's telling us they're running as a married couple.
I understand that.
It seems inappropriate to me. I'm not saying that because she's a lesbian.
Like
if she'd been banging
Jill.
Some guy in another room, I'd say the same thing.
I'm just saying I like Dr. Jill Biden. That's all.
Pat Nixon.
Pat Nixon, phenomenal. Look what she had to put up with Tricky Dick. I mean, the guy, come on. Today is the anniversary of Watergate.
Phenomenal. So, Tom,
phenomenal.
The bigger a dick the president is, the more you seem to like the first lady.
I do. I totally do. look what Jackie O had to put up with. Marilyn.
I have a headache and I need some strange immediately.
Jackie, it's not for you now.
I cannot run the country.
You go see Peter Lawford right now. Bring me Marilyn.
Go see Onassis, but tone it down.
It's what we've all been waiting for. It's finally here. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. The excitement is about Zot spring sales event where you can lease a 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month, or lease a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month, or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employees' pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
Bird dog.
Bird dog, yeah.
Bring those bird dogs in.
That's right. That's right. And Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service and big supporters of the entire Red Shovel Network. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or to refinance. Lots of refis, including Tom Mazowin. He got the courtesy call a year
from
later.
Dan. Yeah.
They're still worried about it. How much did you save a month?
Oh, man. I paid off some bills that I've gotten in the unemployed years.
Oh.
Picked up some credit card debt and was able to take care of that.
Nice.
And get more comfortable.
You did refinance it,
yeah,
right?
We refied. Yeah.
Well, that's what they do so well. Yeah. But they'll also, if you want to shorten the length of your loan or you want to take money out of your house, well, that's what you did, right?
Yeah.
Took money out of the house. Many people do to resolve another situation, and they'll run all the numbers for you. All you have to do is click the link on our website, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you, and they get back fast.
It's going to help with the pool, too, you know, the installation of the pool and all. Yeah,
really?
Got a couple extra dollars that we could put into that.
DrewandMike.HallFG.com or call 248-308-5000, NMLS number 1467435. You won't be disappointed with Hall Financial.
The Hall
of Shame. Oh, there's a Maz-related boner line?
Yeah, just Maz only.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, can't be good.
Want to give it a spin?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious.
This can't be good.
Tom Mazoway, 1 hour, non-sequitur, fucking hour, and you've got your show.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to put it on the regular show.
Damn it.
Can Righteous Rick and Maz get into a celebrity, quote-unquote, boxing match? Maybe at least then they can punch each other in the mouth enough to both close them, thus rendering them speechless.
Shut up. No.
I have an idea for Maz's new show. Call it Soft Magazine Weekly. Because he always brings everything that's soft.
No one gives a shit like that.
Rick should replace Maz.
No.
Maz is a weasel. He goes to the Champions Club, talks his way into tickets, eats all the food, takes the food home. He's just a weasel.
Pound salt. Next.
I think Maz could have his own podcast.
Shit, yeah.
It could only be once a week and our tops.
Got it.
Maz cannot get his own show.
Damn it.
Although it does open up sponsorship opportunities with Adderall, but he can't have it. He just
can't have it.
If he gets a show, then I want a show. Drew could be like Oprah. You get a show. There's no way that Maz should have his own show.
Son of a bitch.
The Red Shovel Network should tell Maz that they want a copy of his first podcast so they can test market it for him. Nobody help him. Nobody do any prep work for him. Nobody co-host with him. Tell him he's got 45 minutes of airtime to kill. It's going to be hilarious. He's going to talk about Batman for like about 10, then stare at the clock because he's got 35 minutes of dead air.
You butt out.
Righteous
A-hole.
Rick, Maz, and off podcast. Excellent idea. Thumbs up. I'm on. I will subscribe. I will pay money for that. I guarantee.
Yeah.
I would listen to the Righteous Maz show every fucking day. Make it happen.
Shit, yeah. Rick.
Wow. Maz, it sounds like you got subscribers.
I got at least three.
I have a donate bar.
At least three.
Have you fleshed the show out?
No, not really. You know, ever since those two interviews kind of set me back a little.
Really?
Yeah. took the wind out of my sails.
Shocked to hear that.
Yeah. Well, just not feeling good right now about myself. Had a bad month at Zot.
Wow.
Try to redeem myself next month. April showers, bring
could have had
flowers,
one more.
All of that kind of stuff. Pardon?
You could have had one more if you didn't blow off. What was her name?
Katie.
I know.
That's sure, we don't want to call Katie.
Nah, I'm probably screwed up.
Okay.
I'm probably screwed up.
All right. Well, at least you fessed up.
Well, I did definitely reach out to her and tell her to call and come in. A lot of people don't like to come in. They like to hear things on the phone and stuff like that. So,
right.
And I asked people, just come on in. We'll take care of you. Don't worry. I'm going to give you the best deal possible. You got to trust.
Trust.
Hey, I tell you what, you can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but exactly. Wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
There you go. See?
A high school story, which seems only fitting with Maz in the house and also involves sports. Westland High School. I saw this story on Fox 2. This actually made the news, which surprised me a little bit. On June the 1st, it's graduation. Mm-hmm. It's also the district championship baseball game. So the kids, in some cases, the parents feel they have to decide between graduation and playing baseball, and they're trying to get the baseball game moved.
What time's the game? What time's graduation?
Okay, graduation's at 10 o'clock in the morning, and this is really funny. I watched the story. I've seen two different stories. No one ever reveals when the baseball game is.
Well, it's not at 10 in the morning.
No, it's not at 10 in the morning. And also, the school, their response is, no, we're not moving graduation. They have time to get to the game.
Yeah.
So I think the parents feel that, you know, the kid won't get to hug grandma long enough or something.
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
If they're rushing off to take BP. And this one parent that was on was implying that, you know, these kids have to decide, are they going to go to graduation or the baseball game? And I'm thinking, first of all, I would pick the baseball game so fast. If you've been working towards something your entire high school career and you pick graduation, then you were going to go 0-for-4 anyway. So to hell with you.
Not necessarily.
What if they were working towards graduating those 4 years?
Yeah.
It means that much to them and they suck at baseball anyway.
Well, then, well, like then you have no value to the team, so go to graduation.
But you wouldn't be on the team at that point if you weren't that good.
They actually suggested, though, that kids are going to choose graduation, but then the school says, you can go to both.
Of course you can do both.
What is so hard about this?
You can't. There's nothing hard about it.
You have to celebrate graduation all day long?
Well, maybe they like to do what I do. You know how I like to celebrate birthdays on a birthday? What? So maybe they want to have their graduation party on that day. When you can't, you got to go to the baseball game.
Well, I don't see this as such a giant inconvenience. I don't know. I was just amazed. This is on the news? Really? This is how soft we've become? Oh, my God, graduation medal. The same day.
In the story, they say that this isn't anything new.
Yeah, it's happened before.
So why is it?
They want to stop put to it. It's out of hand. This is too hard. This is too big a dilemma for kids.
Did you find when the baseball game is, Brandon?
Well, I mean, if the baseball game is away,
how many kids on the team?
It doesn't matter
what
time.
It's not that far away.
Okay, some of their Saturday games begin at 11 a.m.
Hold on, let me see if I got
Are they graduating on a Saturday?
What date are they graduating?
June 1st. Let me see if I got a message because someone had messaged me.
10 seniors on the baseball team. They have graduation and their district game on the same day.
That's
a
Saturday.
They feel like they have to choose. But John Glenn High School says they can make it work.
And for the student athlete to have to make a choice in this just seems ludicrous and ridiculous.
Reverend James Bowen, one of several parents, asking their kids' school to figure out a glaring scheduling conflict on June 1st.
I'm not here to say anyone's not doing their job or anything like that. We just want our kids the opportunity to celebrate what they've worked so hard for.
He says in years past, student athletes in spring sports have been in the same predicament, choosing between walking and graduation and playing in an important district.
It is about the celebration. You can't celebrate right away because you have to run off to the baseball game.
We still need to know what time the game goes.
Wouldn't you
need to know what time first pitch is.
It sounds to me like there's enough time to do both. And then
there's no question.
He's saying they ought to be able to celebrate what they've worked. They worked. Do most kids work that hard to finish high school?
Hold on. If you ask any baseball player, they're going to run from graduation to that game because they can't wait to get to that
game. That's what I thought.
Yeah. That's a celebration to go play in a playoff game. That's a true celebration
as
an athlete.
They already made the playoffs?
Well, that's a district. You know what?
I don't know how it
district
works.
Playoffs.
Right now, their schedule only goes until May 10th.
It's a postseason game. It's a tournament game.
You got to play it.
So, yeah, I would think so.
Play it.
I don't know how they're can you check the record of the team, Brandon?
Yeah.
What seed are they?
They got to be able to celebrate.
They are.
Celebrate after the game. The game's 2 hours.
They're 11-3.
Not bad.
So they got a good team.
Yeah,
you don't want to miss that
and
game.
And playing in an important district matchup. Now his son, 17-year-old Graydon, is in that position.
We've seen it in the prior years, some kids have gone both ways and chose one way or the other.
Bowen asked John Glenn High School and the athletic department to reschedule the district games.
The response that we've got is there wasn't an agreement to change it.
There's
and so
schools,
we're unable to
fields.
Be done.
A spokesperson with the Wayne Westland District says graduation, which is being held at Eastern Michigan University, is at 10 o'clock and done in enough time for seniors on the baseball team to get to Plymouth for the game. They tell Fox 2 it isn't the most convenient schedule, but seniors can do both.
Plymouth isn't that far.
Not at all from Eastern.
Half hour?
That way.
Not even.
There is still a month before graduation, but if nothing changes, Bowen says he's not sure what his son will choose.
I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. What kind of choice is that? Do I choose
play both, do both.
I've worked hard for, or do I choose my team and my friends?
You worked hard for your team, too.
In Westland.
Do both.
Jessica, do both.
Here's what you can do.
And then after the game, have your party.
Here's
the game's at 3, the game ends at 5. Isn't it what is that? You have to party the afternoon of graduation.
Do it after the ball game.
That's just the walk, though. That's the ceremony where everybody puts their caps.
Yeah, they can walk. I know.
The AD can call.
How long does it take?
The AD can call the first 20 baseball players. Call them first, then they can go.
Right.
Let them go.
Well, now they're getting special treatment.
It takes a couple hours during that ceremony.
Still, they have time to get to the game.
Yeah, special treatment.
It just is so soft. I don't know, decide when to. There's something you worked so hard for, and the chance to be with their friends. Well, their friends are on the baseball team, too. You would hope they'd have
kids are soft.
Just do both.
My kid would want to be at the game. I know
you
that
can't
for sure.
Celebrate most kids after would. The game. It's really, I mean, I was like, I would think the news director would say, no, this story's too soft. It's not, there's not a story here. I'd like to call the school. I'm dying to know, why will no one tell us what time the game is?
I don't know. I don't even know if they even, maybe they haven't assigned time.
Well, it's all TBA, because you don't know what teams are going to be
there. Call the
reverend
up. They do, though, Brandon.
The school said that they have time, so I assume the school has an idea when the game is.
I saw 3 different start times for regional games on that Saturday. I saw one at 11, one at 1, and I think one at 9.
But they know they know which teams are in them, though.
Yeah, 9 a.m., 11 a.m., and 1 p.m.
But wow, that is cutting it close.
It also says TBD.
That is cutting it close.
And I might be
then
on
go
the,
to the game.
Wrong website.
It's pretty easy.
They got to get the diplomas first.
I love a story, by the way, that affects 10 people.
And 4 people are arguing about it that have no connection.
They are 11 and 3.
Yeah, so why would you miss the game? It's graduation. Is anyone going, oh my God, my graduation, I couldn't have missed it. It was so special. I didn't even remember it barely.
I don't remember it.
By the way, my kid's game got canceled earlier today. Bloop. Grosse Pointe North against Lakeview. Because Grosse Pointe North's field couldn't handle the water. I mean, what the fuck kind of fields are these? I mean, my kids get canceled all the time. Next week, we're going to play like 7 straight games to get our games in. Just to get the damn games.
Are they
going to
be okay? Is that too many games?
Are you okay?
But it's not as fun. You want to spread it out?
I think it's better because now
the kids can be hurt from playing too many games in a row.
No, I didn't say that. Don't turn my words. I'm just talking about the damn fields.
They probably, you know what I bet it is? Well, we don't want them to get hurt. It's wet.
Come on, man.
Does grass make you horny?
Baseball never plays in wet weather. It's so soft.
You can play it. We used to play in wet weather.
People should chip in and get these kids like a tarp for the field or something. Something's got to be done.
You know what?
Just
gonna roll it out.
I remember them burning the dirt. They actually put gasoline on the dirt and burned it, and it dried up. Raked it up, and we played.
Well, they're more worried about the outfield being muddy. The outfield's
the outfield's grass.
I know.
Yeah, but someone might slip.
Okay. Maz, you got today in soft rock?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I got that 5/8 feeling. So please, Tom, tell us what happened today. Is soft rock.
We're starting my year, my favorite year, 1962. This day, May 1st.
My year?
Well, yeah, 62. I was born in 62.
No one else was?
Well, I know it's my year. I don't know. I'm sure there's other people born in 62.
What a weird thing to say.
Well, that's always the number I pick, 62, like okay. 62 square, like on one of your squares or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Like football, Super Bowl squares and stuff like that.
I don't know the numbers. 60,
but I always take box 62. Whatever numbers hit that box, so be it.
What happened in 1962?
Wait, how do you count?
Tom was born.
Where's box 62?
Oh, shut up, Mark. The Beatles started a month-long residency at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany. Uh-huh. But did you know Hamburg, Germany was also known as the home of the hamburger?
The home of the hamburger?
Yeah.
The hamburg was the home of the hamburger.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That is until, until John and Paul got there. And they changed it to the double pounder.
Hey! Oh, man. I saw a story about, it was about men who want to pound off together.
What? Oh, my God.
And, like-minded and individuals.
They referenced John and Paul as the first person. Recently, Paul McCartney revealed it. And I was like, oh, Jesus.
Biggest, most famous duo that beat off together, as far as we know.
Yeah, well, so far.
But honestly, the story went on, and it's like guys in their 40s who want to beat off together. Wait, is that real? That's or is gross. That can't
it's
be
not
real, can it?
It's gross.
These were not the San Francisco Jacks either. These are like heterosexual guys.
Yeah, that's not real.
Just guys that want to get up and whack it?
Together.
Wow. Circle jerk, you mean?
Yeah, like men.
It's gross.
I'll be damned.
I thought that was pretty.
Well, sounds like fun.
Well, moving to 1966.
I'm going to try it.
Well, Matt on that note. All the writing.
Thanks, Matt.
And time just reads
I do.
It what happened this week. Genres of music.
Well, back to the Beatles in 66. They played live for the last time when they appeared at what is now known as the Wembley Arena. The Beatles set included I Feel Fine, Nowhere Man, and my favorite, When Will These Screaming Bitches Shut the Hell Up? I Can't Hear Myself Think.
Hey, that's a good one.
I'm sorry. I'm just reading.
I'm just reading.
I'm not finished holding my sides.
Doing the best I can here. Okay. Let's move on to 1967, shall we?
Sure.
32-year-old Elvis Presley married 21-year-old Priscilla Ballou.
Yeah.
A girl he first met in 1959 when she was just 14 years old.
True.
Their Las Vegas wedding, including a $5 marriage license and a $3,500 cake.
Okay. Yeah, that was.
Is that true or is that the joke? I seriously don't know.
I think. Sure. I'm guessing that is true.
The Elvis's Vegas years were certainly interesting. Marrying Siller, mm-hmm. who he did meet when she was 14, and then he talked her parents into letting her go back to Memphis. She was 15, I believe, at the time. Maybe she was 14 to finish high school at. The high school in Memphis, and stay at Graceland.
Wow. Cool.
Can you imagine that happening?
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis back then did it. You know, why not?
I know, but it R. wasn't Kelly really too much reported on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never understood why. Well, obviously, he liked young girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, okay. I'll let you finish now.
No, go ahead.
The story's kind
of
related.
Spin off
no,
of
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead.
All right. On that same day in 1967, the FBI arrested the Beach Boys' Carl Wilson. On charges of, what did Carl Wilson, what did he not want to do?
He dodged the draft?
Correct. He avoided the military draft. Nice job. Mm. And for attempting a solo career in the 80s.
Hey!
You know, it's not funny, but you know, I get it.
It was an advance arrest.
They suspected
he was planning a solo career in the 80s.
They tried to stop it, but it didn't stop itself. And let's go to 1984, shall we? Get up to the 80s?
Yeah.
All right. Mick Fleetwood filed bankruptcy. Apparently, the Fleetwood Mac drummer had spent thousands of dollars a month on cocaine, and he refused to listen to financial advisors. He would later become a private consultant for many of these NFL players.
Hey!
Hey-oh. Okay. That was that.
I thought it was great that the NFL draft, mm-hmm. that no players were shot within 5 hours of the draft.
Well, the Giants.
Well, it took 5 hours for
five hours
shot. Yeah, so that was great.
What a sin. 1997, we go up to now. The 5-bedroom home where Kurt Cobain committed suicide.
Kurt Cobain.
Was murdered.
Kurt Cobain?
Yeah, he committed suicide.
C-A-B-A-I-N.
Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Cobain.
Kurt
Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
The house went up
K-E-R-T,
for...
K-E-R-T, Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain committed suicide. That house
was murdered.
That house went up for sale with an asking price of $3 million. Did you know that?
I did not know the exact price.
Until they found a couch cushion Courtney Love sat on.
Oh.
And that dropped it down at $5,000.
Well, it had been flipped a few times.
Gross.
Thank you, Matt.
Be more funny.
Alrighty.
And finally, we go up to 2003.
Oh my.
Bonus.
Overtime.
It's a bonus, yeah. American soul singer, as you know, Barry White, unfortunately suffered a stroke while being treated for kidney failure because, you know, he had kidney failure developed from many years of diabetes.
Yeah, he was huge. So
looking back, his song, Your Sweetness Is My Weakness, seems a lot less romantic.
Hey! I like Barry White.
Who don't like Barry White?
Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th for the first thing. I'm cutting a spot, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White.
I never heard this.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. As the let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas on Friday. This asshole these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need.
Come on, Tony.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and a championship semi-finals of this, man. I'm going to cut this off. All right, this. I'm going to take it up to Concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College in court cordially invites your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday. Ain't this a bitch?
Is it in you?
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
I know, what a voice.
Oprah.
What I was going to mention when you mentioned Elvis was, and Siller, was there was an arrest of a Davison teacher who was at a tanning salon. This 14-year-old student is there, and she's nude in the tanning thing.
Yeah.
And first of all, I was thinking,
14-year-old?
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah. Why does she not need
that? Maybe she's, I don't know what to say about that. But anyway, the teacher apparently was in the salon or in the area next door, and it's like a loft, and he put his phone above the wall and was recording her nude in the tanning bed.
Yeah.
So.
Nice teacher.
Yeah. Classy.
Hot for teacher.
Why would you have a loft wall in a tanning salon? I mean, isn't that inviting it?
Makes no sense.
Oh, crap. I was in a tanning.
Tape somebody?
No.
Are you nude?
I was in a tanning bed for
your teacher tape you?
The first time I went on spring break, I was like really pasty white, and so I needed to get some sun before I showed up in Mexico. So I got a package to tan for like 5 times or something like that.
Really?
And
wow, sounds like you were really trying to get hot for this trip.
Did you do it nude or undies?
Yeah.
I think I had definitely had shorts on. But I think so. either way, they had the same way. Like you could just kind of look over and see the next
people. Were you thinking about recording people?
No, I wasn't. But then shortly after that, I remember there was like a Maury or, you know, one of those type of shows where a woman came on there and she was filmed and she cried and said it was the worst thing that ever happened to me in my entire life. She was not. She was very elderly.
Really?
How'd that tan come out?
It actually worked. I didn't get burned.
Nice.
Did they show who taped her?
Yes, he got arrested and she said, "You've ruined my life." I don't know. It was weird.
Wow.
So this happens frequently.
Was it online?
I don't think that he ever published it, no, but they just brought her on there to tell her horror story of tanning.
Huh.
She wasn't attracted to the guy?
No.
Was it Tan Mom?
No, it was not Tan Mom.
This
it
was,
what's, what's it was
an elderly
name?
Woman.
Marie?
What? Marie something. Yeah. I don't know.
Free to be.
Oh, my God, what a nut.
That's the brown mom in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Stern Ezrin. I have show and tell today, Drew.
Oh yeah, Mark brought a scrapbook in with the and it's got the Joe the Is Man.
I found my
$1 coupon.
There he is. Just a game I play
when I want to say. Maz will love this.
It's quite possibly.
I already love it already. Look at the cover. It's quite possibly the worst scrapbook in the history of scrapbooks. I think I was 10 or 11 when a lot of those photos were taken.
The picture quality is not great.
Well, you know, it's
although
80s.
There's young Rosie Polaroids. And young Al.
Hey, it's the 80s.
And
there's a trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, lots of pictures. Oh, lots of
nice
angles.
Picture that is. Look at
Arlington.
I'm surprised you wanted nice. This angle of the White House.
Nice.
Hey, it's artistic. Picture.
That's where they let you go in. That's as far as you can go.
I think Mark wanted the crown molding.
Good.
Looks, it appears, because he's taking a picture of a corner of the outside of the White House.
I was into columns then, you know.
It's really weird. And then you got pictures of the White House from farther and farther away.
How old is this kid?
I think my favorite is where my brother walks in front of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and it's a picture of my brother's back.
What's the picture of the parking lot? Were you getting the sign? Is that what you wanted?
I have no idea.
It must be a reserve for somebody.
Is this parking, I think. Wait,
I'm sure it's really artistic.
I can't read it too well. It's kind of fuzzy.
It's a little blurry. Oh, yeah. You know what that is? That might be the unknown, the tomb.
Oh, unknown soldier.
It's something in Arlington.
Okay, looks like a parking lot. But
Woodrow,
look at the picture.
Here's the mag light that you could make it larger.
Oh, it's okay, Maz. I'm just not worth it. Whatever it says, it's not important. I don't think.
How about that John Wilkes Booth's gun there, huh?
Yeah, that's
look
pretty
at that
cool.
Picture. It's pretty excited as a.
You got your Lincoln Memorial shot.
Yeah, they
and
look great.
Let's see, you got some four American flags that were in a row. That's beautiful. Certainly not something you
well
see
shot.
All the time.
Well shot. Very, very artistic.
The Washington Monument.
You got Monticello. You missed Monticello.
An out of focus Washington Monument, too.
Yeah, but they all tend to be a little out of focus.
And yeah, John Wilkes Booth gun. You took pictures from the plane.
I did.
It looks like it. Isn't
cool.
that from a plane?
Yeah. Sweet.
Wow.
Come on, you're ahead of your time because now everyone puts those Instagram pictures up from the plane. You were way ahead of your time.
And then Lincoln Memorial.
Selfie.
From the car.
Oh, yeah. I think my dad's in one of the pictures. Where
hey,
driving.
Take a picture. Yes. It lasts longer.
I'm not sure what's this place?
That's where Hink Dog, that's where Reagan tried to get shot. That's the
oh, Hink. I was going to say, it looked like where Hink Dog got the
Ronald
shot.
Reagan!
Come on, give me some points for being
that's
a 10-year-old
huge.
And being interested in that.
That's huge.
Which at that time, what, only happened 5 years earlier.
And then we
don't
said that
RFK
Arena.
RFK Stadium?
I think so.
And then that's from the plane, obviously, a little out of focus. But there you got a tree. What's that, a cat in a tree?
Power line.
Going up a post.
Power line.
No, there's a tree branch coming up.
What is that?
Maybe it looks like it's an animal in a tree.
Yeah,
but that's
there's something there.
That's a special moment that's been saved.
Oh, there's Charlotte.
That's me.
I know.
and then you've got Al and Rose McDonald's sign that's on the kitchen table, looks like.
How about that?
Oh, Al.
How about that picture of me at the cheap Chuck E. Cheese knockoff restaurant?
Oh, boy. What is that? Is that...
Rosie failed. I'm happy about it.
I think it was called, like, Sleepy's
Pizza. You missed the whole page.
In Ann Arbor.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
What?
You missed the cereals.
Oh, yeah. Mark has cutouts of Pac-Man cereal, Trick cereal, Excedrin Extra Strength. Why did you cut these out?
I was really into advertising and marketing back then.
You're like Matt, you're like Don Draper.
I don't know.
You cut out the Signal mouthwash, Irish Spring soap.
Tricks. What? I don't get it. I don't understand this.
That's a strange phase.
Oh, Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann's.
Wow.
That's the coupon.
$1,
look
baby.
At that.
Or Kraft, I think.
How about that certificate of participation in the Ann Arbor Rec Soccer League?
Nice job, Mark. They even did that back in the day, huh?
This might be my favorite thing. It's Mark. Somebody. It. It's like a written invitation to his first party.
Let Drew read it. Yeah.
All right. There you go.
All righty. It says... Date. It's written in pen, too. I think it's kind of
informal. Hey, we didn't have printers
informal.
Back then. We were
chance.
11 years old.
It says, party, party, party. Date equals February 20, 1988. Time
88. Okay, I was 12.
6 to 9:30. Where equals Haley's house.
Ooh.
Fun fact about Haley.
It was on February 20th.
She is now Mrs. A-Train, Anthony Thomas, former Michigan running back.
So?
Yeah.
Well. And then RSVP to Haley, Jessica, or Rita.
Jessica
or
and Rita were twins. Rita was on an episode of the season of The Bachelor.
Really? How far'd she get?
I think she made it past the first. I think she got a rose.
All right.
I don't remember. That was a while ago. It was one of the early seasons.
Boy, what a hot school.
Yeah.
There's an asterisk with no party crashers.
I like that part.
And then bring tapes, records, or CDs. Well,
we had CDs in 88.
I had them in 88, but I don't know that everybody did. No. No invitation, no party.
Yeah, if, no crashers.
That's tough security.
Party from Haley, Jessica, Rita, Tracy, and Takesha.
I hope your party sucks.
And are these all those people? Did you happen to put their pictures on the same
Takesha.
Page?
That's Takesha. That's Emily in the middle.
Hey,
there.
Baby, you're looking for a party?
And who's this dude?
I don't know.
Who's that dude?
I don't. Remember. I can't, honestly cannot remember her name.
Oh, that's a she. Yeah. Oh, her hair's
pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together.
And then we have the Jump Rope for Heart, American Heart Association Certificate of Appreciation, presented to Mark Fellhauer in 1988.
The heartbeats from St. Francis of Assisi. Wow, that was a big deal. They had a very professional jump rope team.
That might be the smallest achievement I've ever seen saved for 32 years. I bet somebody could top that.
I'd love to
know. You got like 3 feet of air that time.
I'd love to know what I was thinking with any of these pictures.
I love that well, drop.
This is a scrapbook of a psycho.
Hey, look, there's the molding on TV right now.
It looks great. Oh, you want to see an up-close picture of it?
Nothing's changed since then.
You know, there was another phone number. We really are striking out on the phone today. But if you recall, there was a street called Swastika Acres. And there was a hubbub about it, as in it must be changed. And we called this guy Bob. And he said the swastika's original meaning had nothing to do with the Nazis, and he didn't really.
I was on that show. I remember that show.
Okay. Yeah. His wife hung up on us though first.
Yeah, she didn't care for.
And yeah, so that's kind of weird.
And he came back to defend it.
They have changed the name of the street.
I can't believe that they finally did.
And the new name is Hickory, Old Hickory.
Oh, that's weak.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty
lame.
Too. But the only reason I was really got interested in the call is because he kept calling it a swastika.
Yes.
Instead of a swastika.
Yeah, he was sticking to that. That was the real name.
So I think it's worth calling back to see if he still calls it Swastika Acres. I think a lot of people probably remember that call because it was an unmistakable, odd pronunciation. Is there a percentage on this one, Brandon?
I don't even know.
What?
What?
Should be 100. If someone answers.
Swastika.
It's the best video ever. Oh, come on, Bob. Oh, hi. Is Bob there?
Yep.
Does he have a minute?
Yep.
That'd be great. Thank you.
You too.
Hello?
Hi, Bob. This is the Drew and Mike Show. We're calling from Detroit, and we talked to you a while back when there was a debate going on about your street name.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, don't you live on Swastika Road or Acres? Or you live there and it's changed to Old Hickory or something like that?
Not me, no.
You don't live on Swastika Acres. Okay, yeah, your wife was a lot nicer than than Bob's wife. So.
Do you know Adana?
No.
No? Do you think Swastika is a name that should be changed for a street since we've got you here? You seem pumped.
I don't know whether it needs to be changed.
Okay. So you don't care? You're fine with it?
Yeah.
You okay with Hitler?
Yeah.
You didn't have a problem
it's
with
history,
the Nazis?
Right?
You're aware of the original meaning of swastika, so Hitler maybe that's why. Mm. Okay.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, you've expressed yourself in a very interesting way on the topic, and we do appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Bob.
Oh, Bob. We'll see you, Bob.
Hey, fun fact.
In the butt, Bob.
Oops, sorry about that.
That's a great reference.
Oh, Bob.
That lake that Swastika, formerly named Swastika Trail, is on, Justin Bieber has bought a home.
What?
Yeah, he could have bought a home on Swastika. I bet you he had it changed.
Brandon, who's this? The real Bob?
Well, I had a couple. For some reason,
that guy's wife was too nice. This other guy on Swastika Road.
A lot younger than those two people.
Those
a lot younger.
Maybe the battle aged them.
It could have
been 2 years.
They did lose the battle.
Like, yes, I like you. You so recollect that call.
I do.
I'm raising the age of
I'm not on the show very often, so I remember a lot of things.
Seems like the percentage is going down, Brandon.
I like Brandon scratching out numbers. I'm a racist.
That middle one was busy.
We did connect with that guy.
We did.
We have made one connection today.
We did.
There's another goofy number to call.
Hey, Bob. Penis looks great today.
Call him back so we can just play that for him. Is this the same one?
No, it's kind of tempting.
Oh, balls.
Poor Bob. Leave Bob alone.
What?
He's kind of a dinner
now. Racist.
Hello.
Hi, is Bob there?
No Bob lives at this address.
No Bob? You don't live on Swastika Acres? There's a little story about that. We're calling from the Drew and Mike show in Detroit.
No, afraid not.
Did you hear about the story about Swastika Acres? They were going to change the name because some people were offended by it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Did you feel they should change the name since we got you here and you are into it?
Sure, why not?
And is that because you're offended by the word swastika? Okay.
Bob?
He was more into it than he sounded.
Yeah. I'm a racist. He heard about it, at least.
We're getting some wrong numbers. That's progress.
Hey, Bob. Penis looks great today.
The problem is, will Bob answer the phone?
At least we know the phone works.
Yeah, that's true. Famed art dealer and artist Tony Shavrazi was enraged when told to wait in line at the opening of a hot downtown venue. Shavrazi, 75 years old, screamed at the door staff at Butterfly, "Do you know who I am? I was doing coke with the Beatles before you were born." Shavrazi arrived.
That's a good comeback.
I'm
right
sure
there.
That worked.
He arrived late Thursday for the opening of New York City hospitality gods Nur Khan and John McDonald's Butterfly, named after artist Damien Hirst, who donated some of his work to the space. The venue at 60 Soho is packed with a hip crowd, including
people are so hip.
Vito Schnabel, I guess, is related to the Studio 54 guy, Schnabel.
Oh.
So Shavrazi let loose with a timeless coke quote, but to no avail, and stormed off.
I don't even know who the hell you are.
Shavrazi is the stuff of art legend. He met Warhol on his first day in New York in 1969. In 74, he defaced Picasso's Guernica at MoMA with a can of red spray paint. He got probation and came back as the first dealer to embrace graffiti artists Jean-Michel Basquiat and Keith Haring. Wow, this guy, these are some big names.
Why didn't he drop any of those as opposed to I did coke with the Beatles?
I know. I think
he say, I'm the one that defaced Guernica at MoMA.
I think he wanted to storm off. But he didn't get into Butterfly, he told Page Six. I went there, but it was too busy, so I carried on walking.
Fake.
Page Six has ruined my life. Please don't dig into this story. Do something better with your life. Ooh.
Do something better with your life. Is he arguing with an inanimate object? Page Six.
What do you think the... Mark, did you write these three numbers down?
I did, yeah. 100%.
100%?
Guarantee one of those
will hit. It's one of the three.
Guarantee it.
Did you guys get a number for Butterfly? It might be fun to get Butterfly's side of the story.
Where is Butterfly? Is that at the 60 Soho? Is that that place that we're talking about earlier?
Yeah. Because the venue at 60 Soho was packed with a hip crowd, including Amy Sacco, Justin Thoreau was there.
Big hog.
Does he have a big hug?
Why do you say that every time? And we have to explain that story.
He has a short memory on Justin Thoreau.
You know, with Don Johnson, I know, but Justin Thoreau, I'm still questioning the authenticity.
Oh, remember that TV show, Leftovers?
Oh, yeah.
When he was jogging in his sweatpants and everyone's enamored with his hog?
Jennifer Aniston dug it.
Leftovers? Was that a TV show?
Yeah, great show.
Really?
The first season was.
Oh, the whole thing was
awesome. I couldn't finish it.
Oh!
The person you are trying to reach
really
is not accepting calls at this time.
Oh, that's him. So
I think it's Shavrazi.
Should we try the other ones? I mean, that counts.
Try the other ones anyway.
Maybe we get some comment from some strangers anyway.
What's Hammer and Hank doing
here? Going really into our topics.
Turn off the TV.
No, don't turn it off.
You're distracted by it. Don't talk about TV. Don't live so in the moment.
Okay.
We're going to get Shavrazi on the phone.
If I don't know how much blow he did with the Beatles.
Ask him about Plato's Retreat, too.
I will.
A blackbird. Blackbird let off Breakfast with the Beatles the other day.
How can you hate this?
I was turned off by
like
it.
No one hates this song. Hi, is Mr. Shavrazi?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike show calling. We understood that you were rejected trying to get into Butterfly, and we want to see if we could help.
I don't understand who's called. It doesn't matter. I'm just running to the doctor.
Are you the
I'm
guy?
Not feeling well.
Are you the guy that did coke?
Don't worry
with
about
the,
it.
Are you the guy that did coke with the Beatles?
What?
There was a story on page six about Mr. Safrazi doing cocaine with the Beatles, and it looked, sounded like an interesting story.
I don't know what. I don't, if you believe the press, good luck to you, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, we just want to hear the story about doing cocaine with the Beatles.
We're Beatles
sounds,
fans.
Sounds really interesting.
Please. I'm really not feeling well. I'm
not either.
Are you the guy that was friends with Keith Haring? Do I have the right person? And Andy Warhol? Did you know Andy Warhol?
Please, I'm running to the hospital. I'm not feeling well.
Okay. I'm sorry.
How about Plato's Retreat?
Jeez. All right. What can you do? Medicine's not a science.
Yeah, boy.
I wasn't feeling well.
It didn't go very well.
I don't know if I believe him.
At least Mark's numbers were.
I was going to say, the most important thing is that my 100% guarantee actually paid off.
He was feeling well enough to yell at us.
I
mean...
Well, he was trying to be nice, but we just kept pressing the issue to him.
He said, when he said anything you believe in the press, I thought,
it's totally
that because he said,
check up twice and page me in the morning.
He said, page six ruined my life.
Yeah.
He does not have to go to the doctor. I don't believe him.
He doesn't feel well, Mark.
What time is it? Is he hurting?
Fucking ruined me.
Something tells me that was him.
Told you 100% before he even called.
You want to call Butterfly?
Are you getting enough vitamin C?
Wait, should we call Plato's Retreat and see if they remember Tom?
There's probably a giant picture of him in the entrance.
Ask about the Pilato brothers.
What year was it that you went?
Was it 80, 81? 81?
They're not open
anymore.
What
is it now? Yeah, what's there now?
I have no idea.
Where was it at?
In Midtown.
Oh, that slims it down. In Midtown. Midtown Manhattan. Yeah.
What was your Plato's Retreat highlight?
Just seeing, you know, getting in there. It's the, you know, big sex club like that, big reputation.
I mean, did you
just
see, like, was there a dude with, like, four chicks or
yeah, it was just
chick
a big,
with four
it
dudes?
It was one big suck and fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh. Which one did you do?
I didn't do any. I was just walking around.
So if an SNF were to break out, you'd be comfortable?
Absolutely.
Because of your Plato's Retreat experience?
I think so. I don't think I'd back down.
It was at 2109 Broadway. Should we see what's there now?
Sure.
Should we call them?
Yeah. Well,
remnants
at least
of Plato's
find
Retreat?
Out. Find out if people ever come in there thinking it's Plato's Retreat.
The Ansonia Hotel. Does that sound like anything, Tom?
No, not really.
I guess it was in the basement. Was it in the basement of something? You're not helping us out here.
Are you paying attention, Tom?
Tom.
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Doing?
What was happening?
Trying to have a conversation with you.
I was getting a text from somebody at work.
Whatever. What? That sounds legit. I'm in a meeting.
Yes. He's having a conversation with you that is being recorded for posterity, and you were on the phone.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
What a lie to cover it up, too.
Was Plato's Retreat in the basement?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Did you even go there?
Yes, I went there. That's the Pilato brothers.
I don't remember.
That's the Pilato brothers.
Do you want to know how to reach the Pilato brothers?
Sure. You can reach the Pilato brothers.
All right, let's get them on the phone.
I mean, it would have been that would have been
a one. You talked to a Pilato back in our 105.1 days.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That would have been a better lie if you said, I'm texting the Pilato brothers.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to figure
retreat.
Out how it goes.
Someone from work.
It was someone from work.
Can I see
what was the message all about?
It was
and
he bought a car for me last night.
You already mentioned that. Are you sure? Let me see. Is it really prove it to Drew?
Yeah, sure. I'll prove it.
Wait, you weren't on email.
Yeah, I was right there. In
Drew,
the green.
Check,
see
what's
the
timestamp, Drew? Is there a timestamp?
Hey, Tom, there was another piece of paper I was supposed to sign. Your finance lady said she would have it sent over to me. Something to do with Zeal and auto?
Oh, sounds important.
Pay. And something with auto pay. If you can look into that, I would appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, auto pay. He wanted to take
the
money and take it out of his check.
What's the timestamp?
Oh,
look at the bottom.
Question.
You'll see the
it's,
bottom.
It's 5:40. Yeah, could have just come in.
It's only key to get the same.
It sure doesn't seem like an emergency to me.
Well, when it popped up, I just wanted to give it a look. Because today is officially the last day of the month.
But unless, you were in the world of conversation on the podcast.
But I'm, you know, doing two things at once here.
All right.
My apologies.
Pull that again. We're calling Katie.
Okay. I already apologized. But Katie could have called me.
Oh,
it's her fault.
I don't know. I think maybe we should get Katie straight to just to set the record straight.
Don't start fighting with me.
I already told you.
I think she sent her phone number. I'm not sure, but
there's no need to chase down Katie.
He was caught. Why? I'm very proud to say we caught him.
Hold on. Let me see.
Why are you guys always going after me? Because
Katie, I sent you the email, and then I asked you about it, and then she emailed after that. Let's see.
I don't consider ghosting someone when I ask them to call me. And come in. When can you come in?
She knows you're always on the phone.
When can you come in? Is that ghosting someone?
I feel dumped.
Oh.
I'll come on the show. She gave her phone number.
Okay. If you feel you must call her.
I asked her, in your defense, Maz, I said, do you have any credit problems? Pardon me for asking. I'm just trying to figure out what happened. I assume no. This could chew up a long segment on Tuesday. Are you sure this wasn't over a Subway sandwich?
It was not. We didn't talk price.
She said, we never even got that far. I told him what I was looking for, gave him some info about my lease that I'm getting rid of, and gave him some compliments about the show. He asked how many miles I needed, what my current payment was. I told him that was the end of our emails. No reply. He never got any personal info from me. And, oh, she sent a screenshot. I didn't even see this. She says, hi again, Maz. I emailed you when you were, and I can't read the rest, but then your response is, hi, Katie. Thanks for the kind words and for writing me back. Smiley face. Smiley face.
Emoji.
You said a lot?
Wasn't emoji. It said email, so I just did a smiley face.
How many miles would you
semicolon
need per year?
And a smile and a...
That's good. It's classic. Parentheses. I like it. Yeah.
What are you paying now? I would love to help you.
Katie's really coming after me here.
She responded, I live 7 miles from work. I currently have, and she answered you, and then that's the end of the string.
Oh, yikes.
That was on Tuesday, and she emailed me on Saturday.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
Do you want to flesh it out with her? I don't know.
There's no need. Yeah, positive.
Okay.
Positive.
Do you want to call a lady that doesn't like Michael Jackson music?
No.
Argue with her?
I do not.
It just seems like...
everyone's opinion.
I don't know. It seems like she hasn't had a chance to break her silence, really.
Well,
I mean,
obviously she wants
email.
To. She wants break to, obviously.
She did give her phone number.
Feel free, Drew.
I don't know. I think she... If she heard your response, I have a feeling she might want to say something. I don't know.
All right.
I mean, you could do it.
I don't want to call her if it's awkward.
It's not going to be awkward.
You want us to do it when you're not here?
My whole life is awkward. What's the difference?
Should we call her?
True. If you want to call her, you feel
I don't want to.
You guys are very giddy to call her, so let's just call her. Put me in another bad spot, and let's just get moving on.
No, I think it'd be nice. It'd be nice to flesh it out.
Yeah,
and straighten it out.
Let's flush it out.
Because this lease is going to be over in 2 years, yeah, and she'll be buying a new car. Yeah, so hopefully we can repair things if she thinks there's some misunderstanding.
I gave her my number and all. Sorry that she couldn't give me a holler back.
She felt bad for you.
I feel bad. I like Katie. Don't get me wrong.
Hello.
Is this Katie?
Hello?
Awkward.
Is this Katie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Katie, it's the Drew and Mike Show.
Oh, my God, you guys are calling me. Oh, my God, I cannot believe this.
Hi. Katie, you're throwing me under the bus. I thought we had something.
Oh, you threw yourself under that bus, mister.
No. What happened? Look at this.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen. Okay. Did you tell them the story, Maz? Did you tell them that I emailed you over spring break?
I know. We read it. We just read the text back and forth between you and
I. Why didn't you get back with me?
I did. I wrote you back a couple of times, and I said, you know, let's get together. When can you come in? That's what
I
wrote.
The only one I got after our conversation on Tuesday was on Monday. Yesterday you sent me one. That's the first one I got since last week.
And what did I write?
You said something like, it's the last Monday of the month. We're open until 9. Can you come in tonight?
Was that the first one since Tuesday that Tom
wrote? Yes, that was the first one since Tuesday.
This is not making me look really good right now, Katie.
But listen, I'm so, well, why am I apologizing?
I think Tom suggested that maybe you didn't, were you supposed to call Tom?
No, well, he didn't say that. He just said, yes, I want to work with you.
Well, of course I want to work with you. I want to sell a car, that's what I do for a living.
He claimed that he wanted you to come in to the store.
I didn't know that. Okay, he said, yes, I want to work with you, and he said something like, how many miles
would
you
need
want?
Per year?
Oh, we read all of that.
What are you paying now? I would love to help you. And then you said, I live 7 minutes from work. I currently have blah, blah, blah. And then that seems to be the last email from Tuesday.
That's it.
Looks like I dropped the ball. Looks like
I thought I would hear something back.
Okay. Oh, sorry that you went to a Chevy, huh?
Oh, well, and I did. But let me tell you, forever, we have wanted to work with you. Just you. Like, I really didn't even care about what kind of car it was. I just kept telling my husband, we are getting a car from Maz next time we get a car.
Oh,
and then I... But
is it too late? Did you already get the Traverse?
Need a car?
Is it too late to take a bite?
I got the Traverse yesterday. Listen. My husband will need a car within the next, 6 months or so.
Oh, 6 months. Oh.
Yeah.
What, six months, Maz? Okay, 6 months. Not that bad.
I'll try. I'm going to try.
Tom lives in the now.
Okay. It's okay, Katie. I'm sorry.
And, seriously, no, well, that's okay. Well, and as Drew said, what is it, ghost light?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it could be ghost light.
I mean, because you ghosted me, but then you actually did get back with me. Yeah. So...
It's just a 5-day ghost. A ghost light, maybe.
Sometimes you get emails and the emails get sent down the chain and I don't get to see Katie in front of my face. I'm sorry.
Well, Katie, if I think I'm expressing...
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we have.
Tom hates communicating on his phone.
Sorry.
Tom is shy about the phone. I guess you were a little taken aback when he said that he was having such a terrible month and he was stuck on six.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so listen, the next morning, I'm listening to the show from the previous night, and you asked him how his cars for sales were doing, and he said, not well, or something like that. And then you said, are there any prospects? And he said, not really. I was getting ready for work, and I swear, I was, screaming. I'm like, are you kidding me? What do you mean, not really? I felt like I was, so meaningless.
Okay, Katie, hey, we got to get going, Katie.
No,
hey, I wish you, honestly, the best of
luck. How many months do you have left in that Traverse
going.
Lease?
Don't you got to get going? Hey, you got to get going, don't you?
Listen,
you
got to get going.
Every Tuesday she should come in.
Even though you kind of ghosted me, this will not affect my feelings towards
you. Thank you.
She's still going to hate you.
No, I can't. We will go to you next time, I promise this.
You promise?
Wait, what about Gary? Why don't you go to Gary next time? Yeah, he'll get back to
maybe
you.
Maybe he for sure would have gotten back.
You can get an autograph from Maz. Gary's details.
Katie, you're not going to do anything on the 1-800-BONER line, are you?
No. Right, no, good. I promise. Right, I promise.
That's good.
Why is that worse than this?
It's 209-66.
209, well, yeah, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
66-BONER.
No, I won't. And listen, I have nothing bad to say about you ever.
Oh, Katie, I love you. Thank you, honey.
I love all you guys. I've got my friends to love you. Aww. I mean,
Do any of your friends need a call?
Any of your friends?
Hey, I got to tell you this. We live downriver. We don't even live close by.
I'll come to you. I'll come downriver if I have to.
I was driving all the way up to see you.
Oh, God, please.
See you. And I wanted popcorn. I wanted to play football. I wanted the whole thing.
Katie, come up. I want to take a picture of you in front of that Traverse. Please, come up to Zot Ford with that Traverse. Please.
Why don't you go to where she is?
I can do that. Yeah. Thanks for giving me a shot, Katie. I blew it. I'm not worthy.
But maybe...
I will give you another chance.
Maybe, Katie, can you replace yourself with one of your friends? Is that possible?
You know what? I'll talk to my friends, and I will definitely...
Tell them how good I waited on you and everything. Tell them, the customer service was there.
I will. Right. I will. I honestly, I can't believe you guys are calling me. My heart is pounding. This is like a dream come true.
Thank you for trying. Yeah, thank Katie, you. I'm not worthy. I'm really not.
Thank you for breaking your silence on this issue.
I'm glad that we got it out in the open now and that Steve Gabara could really rip my asshole tomorrow. It's going to be great.
I'm sorry.
That's not
I'm
a problem.
So, again,
it's
okay.
Once
I'm
again, it's not her fault.
I know.
Look at the way you do. You turn this around.
I know.
And the victim is the one apologizing.
It's okay. Huh? It's all right. Don't worry about it. I forgive you. It's okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie.
Okay, thanks for calling, guys.
Okay, bye.
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 Awesome.
Bye.
Boy, man, she did have some harsh words for her earlier.
Sweet.
Sure.
I didn't have any
she's
harsh
so
words.
She's so nice.
She's sweet.
I can't believe you'd ghost someone
she's
that
go
nice.
From downriver.
I know. I blew it. Can I tell you?
You blew it!
Everyone's going to hear about it that I blew another one. It's another place I can't show my face for a while.
Where?
Zot.
Work? Oh, you take more days? Oh, you get time for a vacation?
I got to take another day off now, for sure. This little cools over and blows over.
Another vacation. Yeah.
This blows over.
Got to blow over.
How many things have blown over in the course of your employment?
Quite a few.
What's the biggest blow over so far?
Oh, there's so many. It's like, yesterday I had a story for you.
Oh, boy.
And they probably want me to say this because, what you do is you're at the dealership, you get a customer. You obviously, there's a chain of command you go through.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your sales manager when you have somebody come in. After you take them out in a car.
Right.
And you know they want that car. So I had a guy come in yesterday, and he was a great guy.
Yeah, you've plugged him twice already.
Well, he spent most of his day with me. The guy's exhausted. He works in the fence business.
Oh.
Tired. He comes up to Holly to buy a car from me.
Wow.
Meanwhile, you know, his wife is still pricing out cars on the phone with other dealers. And he's told me that before. Oh, he's told me, yeah.
That's fair.
So, yeah, it's okay. So we come in. It takes us,
sounds hot.
Takes us about 3 hours to find a car that maybe on the lot that he's going to be able to take to his wife and
woo,
show her
wow,
the car. So what I did is, Anthony was busy. He had like three people ahead of me at the time.
Anthony's the person you needed to talk to.
Yes,
Anthony. To crunch the numbers.
Crunch the numbers. So instead of waiting for Anthony and keeping Kyle waiting.
Yes.
I went to my buddy Gary. Okay, so I sit down with Gary and I'm crunching the numbers with Gary.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, Steve Gabara comes up and saddles up next to the desk and he's just standing there looking at us. And I just caught him out of the corner of my eye and I look up and he's just shaking his head at me. He's like, I didn't know I promoted Gary to sales manager.
Oh.
You're shaking your head.
And he just shook his head.
You know Anthony was MIA?
I just said, well, I didn't want to wait. And he just shook his head and he just walked away.
I just say, congratulations, Gary, and shake Gary's hand in that moment.
I wanted to say, you know, you should bring Gary up. Gary can help. But nonetheless. Well,
did you and Gary come up with a...
We came up with a deal and Kyle liked the deal. So yes. What we did is...
How's Anthony with the deal?
Anthony caught wind of, well, Gabara got in his ear.
Oh, I see.
Caught wind of me going behind his back.
Where Gary was Anthony? Sale? Anthony was he out drinking beer?
No, he was busy with
three customers.
A couple of customers.
But okay. Once Coleman.
But once he caught wind that Gabara told him Maz is, you know, doing his own thing here with Gary.
His own thing.
So he basically said, Anthony basically just said, Maz, you know, you can't shortcut. You got to come to me, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I give him the car to look at that Gary worked the price out on. So
look at how Gary gets mixed up in everything.
I feel like Gary's getting abused.
It seems like you and Gary should just team up.
Yeah. We are a team.
All right. Good to hear there's some teamwork going on.
We are. And so Anthony looks at the page and I'm like, he's not going to buy now. He wants to, you know, his wife's looking at cars, but we don't have a car that he likes on the lot, blah, blah, blah. He's like, why don't you let him take this car home and show his wife? Maybe she'll like this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell Kyle that, and he's like, oh, that sounds like a good idea, but then, you know, let's go outside and look at some more stuff. Then I come up with an idea that maybe we could put him in this other car that was a little bit more expensive.
Ooh.
A little bit more expensive.
A little upsell.
Yeah,
that's
little
what they
upsell,
call upselling
but
in the business.
Yeah, but his wife wanted all the goodies. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Once I showed him that one, he's like, that's the one I want to take back to her,
nice.
Man. Right. I'm like, okay, great. So I take that paper, give it to Anthony.
Yes.
Unbeknownst to me,
Did you and Gary crunch the numbers again?
No, I didn't go back to Gary. I can't even look at Gary at this point. Okay. So Anthony works out the numbers for this car, which I thought he did. And I gave the numbers to and he goes.
For the other car?
He gave me the original.
Oh, he wanted the car. You and Gary did a better job.
Yeah, well, we priced out the cheaper
car.
Yes. Anthony priced out the cheaper car by accident.
Oh, no.
So I give Kyle the numbers. He goes home.
So you have to make up the difference, right?
Goes home. His wife, he calls me an hour later. Man, she likes it. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back. I'll sign the papers. You clean the car. I'll go home. He's like, I'm like, great. So he's coming back, and I tell Anthony the news. He's like, oh, great, man. Maybe that'll get you off the schneid. You know, you get rolling again, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, boy.
Then he looked at the paper, and he's like, this isn't right. These numbers don't look right for that car. Like I said, he priced out a different car. And then, of course, I got my ass reamed because Gary priced out the original. It all went back to the me and Gary deal.
Wait, but did you give him the wrong car to price out?
I gave him two cars, and, you know, he looked at that car. He looked at page A.
So does Anthony get contributory negligence?
I personally think he does, but of course I'm thrown completely under the bus because I went out of my way.
Somehow I don't feel that Gary deserves any blame.
No, Gary doesn't deserve any of it. He's just trying to help.
So throw him under the bus.
So nonetheless.
Who gave the paper to
We're like $4,000 apart on the cars.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
You can make that up. Years, I mean, $4,000 divided by 24.
I know. I get it.
So, boy, that's over 100 bucks.
And he was buying the car, and he wanted to spend only 4 years to pay it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time I was done with the poor
year.
Time I was done with the poor bastard. We had to add a fifth year to poor. And you know what? He was nice enough to take the car. We delivered it to him today.
He got a great car, though. That's what matters.
He got a great car.
Wow.
What did he get?
He got a beautiful Explorer Sport. Loaded up like yours.
Seems to me he deserves some kind of a bonus.
That's why I've been mentioning name throughout the show.
Bleeped it like 9 times already.
I told him I was going to try to throw it in as many times as I possibly can. Because he loves you guys. Matter of fact, he put me on the phone with his friend just so his friend could laugh at me as well.
That's such a good car. It's way better than the Traverse, sorry,
it is.
Katie.
So much better. I wish Katie didn't ghost me.
I cannot believe these people are so loyal. And I just want to say this that. It's so huge that people use these advertisers. You know, and not everybody's going to get LASIK surgery. But, you know, if you're thinking about it, if you go to Dr. Yaldo, if you want to refi and you give David Hall a chance, that's all we can ask. But it's
amazing. The best
part
is when they come in and they tell me, Maz, you're the trifecta. Because I got David Hall, I got my eyes done with Yaldo, and now I'm buying a car from Zot. Wow. I get a lot of those people. A lot.
I know.
Now they can listen.
I know. Okay. I want to send and his lovely wife to the Champions Club.
What?
With Tom's ticket? That's one less game for Tom.
It's okay.
Phenomenal. That's phenomenal. His wife is expecting, too.
Really?
Expecting baby number two.
Whoa.
And,
how pregnant is she?
She's due on your birthday.
Whoa.
I told him that. He didn't know that was your birthday.
Wow. Halloween.
So let's see. They get two of the tickets. I assume Tom's going to use one of the
other
tickets.
Yeah, I got to show him around. Don't I have to show him around?
Show your tickets. Show him around.
I got to show him around.
I would like them to see you assault the buffet.
I will. I'll assault the buffet so much.
It's going to be the fourth.
Yeah. Hey, Joey, you available that night? I'll take Joey as well.
Oh, thanks for asking Brandon. Or... Oh,
Brandon, you work hard. I can't get you guys out of this.
You can't interrupt your work.
No, your work is...
We could start earlier.
You could.
Maybe this will have a happy ending.
That's great.
The Champions
Club.
Nice.
He's going to give him a happy ending, too?
No. I draw the line there. But I will utilize my pass that night to try to get into the past Marco at the security area.
Well, text...
Wait, Marco let you through with just a media
never
pass?
Lets me
I know
through.
Marco's like
a wall.
He's an iron curtain.
He has a wall.
Wait, where's Marco?
Marco's the Champions Club.
Nice knowing
security.
The guy that mans the door at the Champions Club, Drew. Jeez.
Oh well, I never have an issue with Marco.
Well, you always have a ticket.
Yeah,
he's great. He's nice.
If you try to get in, what you just your little pass? Like I try to get
your
in
media pass.
He spurns you.
What?
Yep.
Why don't you tell him?
Access pass?
Why don't you tell him you're writing a story on the Champions Club?
He doesn't give a shit.
He
knows I'm going to take pizza home to go. That's why. He doesn't want to let me in.
It's true. Did you guys hear about the 13-year-old who gave birth in the toilet in Detroit?
Oh, God. Jerry, yeah.
Oh, God.
You know, the first thing I thought about was, because she said she didn't know she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's possible.
She's 13. Of course it's possible.
I don't know how a child,
you're
talking about. I mean,
she's a baby.
You see people who just, they get so big. It's like, how could you possibly, how could somebody not notice?
Is she big? I don't
know. She might have gained weight and not really, just thought it was weight.
Yeah, it's very possible.
I know, it seems like a lot of weight. I know it happened. It does happen. I've heard women say it. I mean, women who were married who had kids and went, I didn't even know I was pregnant. And
there
I
was
always
that whole
thought
TV
that the,
show. What was that TV show? I think it was called I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant.
I always thought that the tampon inventory would, an indication.
Well, they kind of, they're
but changes. She's 13. Yeah.
She just started probably getting one.
That's true.
Yeah.
But so what would you, can you imagine? I can't imagine, first of all, being 13 and having something so overwhelming happening.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
But did the kid, did you guys read the story?
Yeah. There's not much information.
So did the kid just plunk into the toilet? I mean, is that what happened?
Yeah, she was on the toilet. But I mean, when the paramedics got there, the baby was just on the floor.
So she thought she had
the placenta was on the floor next to it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and they saved the baby.
Oh,
the baby was gasping for air. They saved it.
Unbelievable.
But did the baby land in the toilet? Do we know that?
I don't know.
It was the way they told the story. They made it sound like she gave birth in a toilet.
Yeah,
like she thought she had a bloody stool or something.
Oh
my God! But
I've given birth in a toilet.
Mark's ripped it up.
Sorry. She thought she gave birth to something.
Sorry, hashtag too soon.
Rather amazing. Well, the baby's okay. So
I know what she felt like.
I think a lot of us do.
I didn't wrap mine in a towel, though.
But you know what? I feel like this story, you know, because they said she... You didn't wrap it in a towel?
She Why did. Not? I said I didn't wrap mine in a towel.
Oh, God.
For clarification, that's me, not her.
Okay. No, of course.
Hers was, you know, beautiful. We knew that.
There you go. Does number two work?
It's Righteous Rick fighting a toilet.
Now, when you heard that story, because she gave birth in a toilet, yes. Of course, everyone's going, in a toilet, the baby's in the toilet. You know, and I sort of was in the same toilet, mindset. Yeah. Like, did she actually pull the baby out of the toilet? I mean, that's what it sounded like. But I don't know. It's really not important.
How big was the baby?
I don't know. They just
didn't say.
Obviously, it probably is a little preemie, and it probably could have easily fit in the toilet.
Yeah, but she wrapped it in a towel, and I think she passed out too when they found.
Imagine
they found both of them just passed out.
I just, you know, when you hear about a 13-year-old, it just, you know, to think of a 13-year-old going through something like this is so horrifying.
Horrible.
But then what I felt was missing from the story, and I saw it.
Melinda Gates commenting on it? Is that what was missing? That would be nice. She's really obsessed with
Dr. Jill Biden.
Dr. Jill Biden could not prescribe anything, so she really is not germane to the story. But I found myself looking for something in the story, and I couldn't find it, which is, you got to wonder who the father is.
Yeah,
and Thank you, Maz. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. So is this some 19-year-old who, you know,
who knows?
Saw a mature 13-year-old? And
who knows?
I know. I just, but we should know. Mm-hmm. I mean, the parents should know. The police should know.
Right.
I mean, if it's another 13-year-old, which I doubt. I highly doubt. Because in most cases, this is what makes me so mad.
Like Aretha.
Someone took advantage, obviously.
Yeah, it's probably an older guy. He might well be older than 18 because it happens all the time. And it seems like nobody does anything about it. It's like, oh, well, it's a baby. And maybe they'll get married.
Let's hope it's not a teacher.
Here's some more information. The 12-year-old sister called 911.
12-year-old?
Yeah.
She was 13.
Yeah, no, she has a 12-year-old sister.
Oh, her 12-year-old yeah. sister. Okay.
Did you know that the youngest ever person on record to give birth was a woman in Peru? I'm sorry, a girl in Peru named Lena Medina. She gave birth at 5 years old.
What?
7 months.
Who banged her?
That's not a. She didn't give birth then. Was it a twin?
I'm saying.
Brandon, are you saying that she had a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Are you saying she was they get married in Peru?
But her son, Gerardo Medina, he lived looks like 40
yeah,
years.
Yeah, he had a good singing career.
40 years.
He did Rico Suave.
He died in 79.
Oh, different Gerardo.
There's a whole Wikipedia page on...
I don't believe that story.
Yeah, that guy should be in prison.
I'm just saying. There's a whole Wikipedia on the list of youngest birth mothers. It's crazy. There's a couple 6-year-olds, a few 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds.
Of course, there's another story. Maz and I, while we were watching Charles Sit Down, we were looking at a story about the 15-year-old girl in Ypsilanti who's missing. And, you know, there's a picture of her. It looks like a school picture or something. And then right next to her is a picture probably off her social media.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where she's wearing a whole lot of makeup, and she looks a whole lot older, and
she's posing.
I mean, she looks quite attractive. So anyway, I go down to the comments and I hit the comments. And of course, people are saying, what's with the picture on the left? It's inappropriate. She looks like a, you know, just a lot of that. And I don't know.
We don't think she's quote unquote missing. We probably feel she's with somebody as well.
I immediately thought, oh, she's probably with some 45-year-old.
Well, we hope that she's not missing.
I hope not. Yeah. I hope they find her. I hope it's not a big deal. And then on the same topic, did you guys read the story about Les Moonves' son's
hilarious.
Baby mama?
Yeah.
Okay, I went into the story, and I was annoyed right away because I thought, oh, well, Les Moonves' kid has a girlfriend who has a he has a baby with her, and they live in a cockroach-infested apartment, and they're barely scraping by. And then you go into the story, and I really didn't quite feel the same way because – I mean, there's a lot of things in the story that are irksome. One being that he pays her voluntary child support because he's unemployed, which is, you know, oh, he's unemployed. Surprise, surprise. He pays her $2,500 a month because he's 35 years old, and apparently he has some kind of a trust fund from Les Moonves has a few hundred million dollars.
He can't
dollars.
Touch it.
He obviously gets something because he gives her $2,500 a month.
How old is he?
He's 35.
Okay.
And he's, by the way, he is green Loser. Blobbed to no end. Cool. Oh, my God, this guy's the king of the green blobs. So, and he looks, I don't know, he looks like a
That's him.
Tool.
Yeah, he looks weird.
Oh, let me see that picture. I don't think I've seen
Mr. Fung.
He looks like Matthew McConaughey from the first season of True Detective.
Yeah, I think he thinks That's he's great. Hot. And I bet he runs around telling people that he's Les Moonves' son. Yeah, you know, much else going on.
Not many people know who Les Moonves
is. You know the guy that forced all those blowjobs? That's my dad.
Yeah, you know that guy that got blown by all those Hollywood stars? Even though he didn't want to, but he did.
Dad. Even though he didn't want
That's my dad.
So, anyway, his attorney responded and said, he's not required to pay a certain amount of child support. He gives her $2,500 every month. It covers her rent. And it covers her
hospital bills.
Yeah, he paid $4,000 for a hospital bill last month, in addition to the $2,500. So it seems to me that this girl
$4,000
has just decided that Les Moonves' kid should pay more than that. I shouldn't have to. Why does she have
Why?
To live?
He's a deadbeat.
$2,500 a month is $30,000 a year, and he doesn't work. He's not Les Moonves. He's Les Moonves' son.
He's a screenwriter, so. Basically, he gets paid whenever he submits something and they actually buy it. So that's why he's quote-unquote unemployed.
He
doesn't look like he's terribly wealthy. I don't know. He's Les Moonves' kid.
Well, looks are deceiving sometimes, too.
It would be nice if Les Moonves stepped up and did something, which I suspect is what she wanted to happen because...
He's already stepped up. That's his $2,500.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. So, you know, it's a tough position to be in when you're someone like Les Moonves. Is like, well... giving her $2,500 a month, Jesus. I mean, is that really...
That's interesting, is it's voluntary. It's,
is that really bad child support for one child? No. $2,500 a month? Not
covers
really.
Daycare once a week, too.
I think it says he... Doesn't he... No, covers daycare
one no, day no, week. It says no. And he covers one day a week of daycare.
Okay, so it's more than $2,500. And it's actually, he paid $4,000 a couple months ago for something medically related.
I'm Chen
Moonves. I don't know, the story just pissed me off. It's like... $2,500 a month, you don't have to live in a cockroach-infested apartment.
Did you read her comments?
Her mother lives with her, too, by the way. So her mother is sucking up some of the $2,500, no doubt.
Hmm.
The comments?
Yeah, her comments.
No.
Adam lives a life of luxury. He's basically a party boy and lives in between New York and L.A. He's got a beautiful apartment near Union Square, but he seems fine with his daughter living in poverty! Well, she's fine with her daughter living in poverty.
Well, she's got $2,500 a month. She does not have to live in poverty. That's bigger than most people's house payments. Well,
if the kid's worth over $1 million, he could pay more than $2,500.
We don't know what the kid
Take
is worth.
Take him to court, then.
I wish I had a father.
There's roaches in our apartment, a teeny tiny Chinatown box. I found a roach in her high chair this week. I can't do laundry downstairs because there's roaches in the washing machine.
That's true. That's a bad spot.
I keep the apartment super clean. Yeah, sounds like it. Okay, but I'm worried about Ari's health.
Has she thought about moving?
Yeah. She can.
Would she possibly move to somewhere where rent is, say,
$1,500
a month?
Adam's $2,500 a month just about covers health insurance and rent, but he leaves me nothing for food.
Wait, is she incapable of doing anything? She works 2 days a week, she said?
I work 2 days a week and the rest from home. I expect that to be followed with. And you can, too. I made $80,000 last year.
What?
I want to support my daughter, but Adam's lawyer suggested it be better if I give up work because it doesn't make financial sense. I can barely afford food for us. I walk everywhere, so I don't spend any money on transport.
Okay, why is this person... Okay, so in other words, she has absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
zero.
Zero.
Zero. She's like the Instagram
Jesse Taylor,
influencer. Yes. She has nothing. She brings nothing to the table. She's a zero because she has no money saved up.
I bring nothing to the table.
She never was able to even manage to buy a car.
I have no skills.
She walks everywhere. She can't make enough money to pay for food.
I mean, I'm not work material.
What's it cost to pay for food for a child and the mother a month?
Oh, boy.
Dude, baby formula is fucking expensive, man. Expensive. I've been cranking out like, I don't know,
let's go
$50 every couple weeks just on her food.
Let's go.
Every,
let's
every
go
couple
like,
weeks.
Let's go a grand a month.
Maybe six.
A grand a month to feed
much.
A baby?
And her.
Oh, jeez. It's not that fat.
$1,000 a month?
Right. $750.
No way.
She lives in New York City.
A child, one baby and her mother?
She lives in New York City.
No, I realize it'd be more expensive, but.
It's pricey.
Is it really that much for groceries?
I'm trying to think what I pay. Because those bottles, those damn bottles that I'm using.
Well, $750. Is it
a bottle?
Okay, $750.
So $2,500 is barely enough for rent in New York.
Does she have to live in New York City?
I don't know.
Why would she have to live in New York City?
What do you want her to live in, Jersey?
Oh, here she is.
Staten Island?
I have like, I just want a better life for her. And
let me go get a job.
She's a little girl. She's going to need her own bedroom soon, you know. She's going to need I need like a real kitchen that I can make her food in. I'm cooking right now, but I just, there's.
Now, wait a second.
Most single moms who have one child would be delighted to get $30,000 a year in child support.
Wait a second.
I'm just saying, I'm not defending this guy either. He sounds like a tool.
There's plenty of food on the kitchen counter.
Look how small this dump is that she's in.
But she chooses.
But why is she living in the most expensive city in America? She's living in the most expensive place in the world, and her mother lives with her. So Les Moonves' son should support her mother, her, and the child, and they can provide zero. There's two bipeds who can provide zero. I mean, isn't that a little silly? Really?
Yes.
Come over here,
two
look at
healthy
the video.
Bipeds. Her mother looks like she's fairly healthy to me.
That being said, if I was Les Moonves, I'd probably help out.
No,
but
I agree.
Until it's expected.
Well, yeah, no, like, I thought the same thing. It was like, if I read the headline, I go, well, fuck you.
Yeah, the
$2,500 a month, bitch.
Yeah, but I'd help out.
Worthless.
Wait, $30,000 a year after taxes. She doesn't have to pay taxes on child support. I mean, really? That's like making $45,000?
Yeah.
You can't raise, mom and a child can't live on a $45,000. There's no place they can live.
Mom, child, and grandma.
Because mom and grandma provide zero. They're incapable of providing anything.
Well, grandma should be.
There's really no room for anything.
Grandma should be watching.
She should be watching the baby while this one goes out and waits tables or bartends.
Thank you. I wondered the same thing, but she's capable of zero.
The last thing I want to do is be a fucking homeless prostitute in the fucking street doing that.
Honestly, she's too hot for him.
Well, could she fuck someone else that makes a little money?
Well, no, because she has to share
this
the room.
Building, I try to keep things really, really clean, but the building itself, for in Chinatown, the building is
get
really
the hell
dirty.
Out of Chinatown.
So there was a cockroach crawling on her high chair, and then when I was doing her laundry yesterday
the
morning, there were cockroaches in the washing machine.
It's always
so
garbage night
in
China.
Because there is like a link between.
I don't understand.
Stop talking over her, Tom.
Why does she have to live in the most expensive city in the world? I don't understand.
She does.
I bet your bush smells like Chinatown during a heat wave.
Yesterday morning, there were cockroaches in the washing machine.
Enough of the cockroaches.
So my doctor is just worried because there is like a link between the development of asthma in kids
cockroaches.
And their exposure to cockroaches. What? Ari's father.
Never heard that one.
Didn't definitely acknowledge her birth. He was there for her birth, but didn't think that he had to contribute financially. Rather than have him and I argue about it, that we just had lawyers try to come up with like a reasonable financial agreement for child support. We started getting some payments, but
oh, she paid the lawyer.
It's really not enough to keep us afloat, and
$2,500 a month.
We pretty much ran out of my savings just like before the holidays. And since then, I just have gotten really, it's okay.
Well, you can get back child support.
Behind in rent.
What about the $4,000 he paid and the $2,500 a month? What are the comments, Mark?
She's almost done.
Now I have up
here.
To like more than $13,000 in legal fees.
You have $13,000
in legal fees.
Make him pay him.
From my lawyer for this.
$13,000? What, she goes to the most expensive lawyer, too?
Oh, of course. She's in New York, Drew.
It costs $13,000 to get child support from a father. Who is the father?
Yeah.
Whose father's, well...
You know how many mothers get no child support?
I just need help with just to take care of her hospital bills. And
he just paid $4,000.
Like, rent for just a cleaner, safer, healthier place. For her to grow up than this apartment and this building.
So you're not asking like to live in a fancy.
No, I know. I no, just like help.
No,
with
I just want to live in the most expensive
so
city in America. And,
I can make a living, I guess.
And like, I want somebody to pay for everything
beyond what Ari needs, which I you know, I'm doing my best to provide. When I think about what my life is now,
let's get knocked up by this loser too.
When the day comes that I need like a set of sheets or a set of towels or shoes or like.
underwear or something. Gross. I don't know, how that'll ever happen because anything I make is obviously gonna go straight to her, and I don't think, you know, we're in the whole. Underwear. I just don't
seems
know.
Seems like
how
you shouldn't live in the most expensive city.
I have no skills.
I like this girl.
I'm not work material.
I feel bad for her, but
I think she just wanted to flash Les Moonves' name and thinks that this will embarrass him. As if Les Moonves is embarrassable.
He should kick in a little, for Christ's sake.
Well, yeah, he should, except
until now,
he's been humiliated.
Yeah.
And even though he's still rich, though, I think that he's probably hesitant on funds because he doesn't know what's going to happen. He's not getting.
Yeah, he might not get the $120 million he's supposed to get, and then down he'd only have like $300 million left.
I can't believe she came forward with this.
She has to. She's outing him.
That's not going to help.
Let me ask you guys something. If you have a child and you know who the father is, how hard is it? $13,000 to go to court to name the father? Is that why there's so many deadbeat dads? Because people don't have $13,000?
I don't know.
You can't get you can't get some legal aid or something? Isn't that what they do?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
I don't know, though.
Maybe she went to somebody and said, look, it's Les Moonves' kid, so can you represent me? We're great.
That's probably it.
It cost $13,000, but we'll nail it.
That's probably it.
I have breaking news.
What?
Breaking news on something. I know we're not supposed to talk about it, but it's breaking news.
Okay.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
It's a TV show Empire has been renewed for season 6. But Jussie Smollett has not.
What? What? The cast is going to be livid.
Fox issued a statement. By mutual agreement, the studios negotiated an extension for Smollett's option for season 6. But at this time, there are no plans for the character to return. So what does that mean? They're going to pay him?
I guess
but
so.
But not have the character on?
That's what it sounds like.
That's fucking weak.
They might not pay him. They might not pay him.
There's
an opportunity for him to come back to the show.
They've negotiated an extension to his option for season 6.
Yeah. But his character's not coming back.
Well, that's them trying to have it both ways. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, no, so he can't go bitching that they threw me out and I wasn't charged with anything.
Or if
he got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Or if it, I guess, maybe ends up back in court and he's found guilty, then they don't have
to. I'm still the gay Tupac.
They don't have to write him off.
Yeah.
That's weak. I can't believe they renewed it.
That's too bad.
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
How many comments in do you think it turns political on the TMZ?
On TMZ? Two.
For me, three at the most. No, probably the first one.
Oh, the second one's pretty racist.
They will let people say anything on TMZ comments.
Oh, my God.
No, I know. It's Mark. It's unbelievable. I don't understand.
This is worse than 8chan.
But see, this is TMZ. Wouldn't you think they could have someone knock those comments out?
Yeah.
They don't want to. That's what makes you so mad about these platforms is you know they can do better. They don't want to do better because they like all the attention. They like the clicks and people are going, oh, my God, look what that person said.
Yikes.
Well, look at the other story TMZ had on race. Donald Trump congratulating Nick Bosa. The second round pick, the second pick of the draft.
Yeah,
he skipped Kyler Murray. So now.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
They talked to Don Lemon. Don Lemon says it's racial. It's racial. He didn't want to say congratulations to Kyler Murray.
Keep it easy.
He congratulated Nick Bosa because he was a Trump fan.
Right.
And San Francisco was supposedly turning on him for being a Trump fan and for saying Colin Kaepernick was a clown. That's why Trump jumped on it because he's someone who
correct
is for
supports
Trump.
Him.
You can only find like three people in the entire world of sports who like Trump and admit it.
And both
so they turned it into he snubbed Kyler Murray because he's black.
Yep.
And
they brought on Kanye. They brought on what's
isn't there
name?
Enough to rag Donald Trump about that you don't have to go fishing for stuff? I mean, I thought that was so obvious.
Yeah. Even our guy Harvey was jumping on him.
That's right.
Harvey was jumping on the Trumpster.
Guys, just so stupid. And tomorrow it'll be the stupid Smollett story.
Yep, that's your lead.
You know, I was not expecting that outcome. With
no,
Smollett.
I wasn't either. They're trying to have it both ways.
But if he's off the show, he's pretty cooked. Who is going to hire him? If they won't have him?
No one.
Yeah, he's done. His career's over, isn't it, really?
Yes.
Unless an independent film will pick him up here and there. Straight to DVD shit.
I hope he's done.
Would anyone go, oh, Jesse Smollett, I want to see that. I don't think so.
He is a name now.
Not really. No, he's a name for being a dumbass, for being crazy.
For being a liar.
Yeah, I'm amazed it took this long for Empire. First of all, I'm surprised they're paying him. I would think they just go, you know what? We're going to move on.
Yeah.
And they would suffer. If he wanted to sue them, it's only going to make him look bad. He's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
Did he comment, by the way?
No, he has not. Nothing at all.
Well, if he's smart, he'll just shut up.
But he moved to L.A., though, so that's cool.
Oh, good for him. So he left Chicago. Well, it was dangerous.
They don't want him. It was dangerous. But wait, don't they film in Chicago?
Yes, they do.
Huh.
Can you imagine being Jesse Smollett on the streets of Chicago? That would probably...
Oh, I know. You get attacked all the time by MAGA country.
They probably still like him.
He lives in anything but MAGA country.
I know.
Anything but MAGA country. But yeah, I would think you get ragged on. All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
I got my stuff here.
Oh, what?
Oh, non sequiturs.
You're a non sequitur?
Non sequiturs.
We'll do them over the outro.
Okay, that's fine.
Go.
ESPN the magazine. Defunct.
Yeah, they're not printing it anymore.
No more. Sports podcast.
There goes the body issue.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad.
The body issue's gone.
Like it.
You didn't like that?
That was bad nude.
I saw Black Klansman this weekend on HBO. I know.
Yeah, did you like it?
I did not like it.
You didn't?
I didn't like it. I did love. I love Denzel's son.
Barbara Streisand loved it.
I know she did. I love Denzel's son in it. He was great. I loved Adam Driver. He was
Denzel's
terrific.
Son is in movies now.
Oh, he's a great actor.
Yeah. He's very good. He's in Ballers. He's in Ballers.
He's a what?
He's in Ballers. The Rock. You know The Rock?
I don't think I've seen. Oh, the show.
Yeah, the show. Okay. Ball. I really like
him. He's a pretty good actor.
Is it John David Washington? Is it?
So you're saying, did he go to the audition and not tell them he was Denzel Washington's son and they hired him?
I don't think so. But he's really good. It's really good.
It's kind of like the Tory Spellings thing.
And it's a Derby weekend. Kentucky Derby is this Saturday on Cinco de Mayo.
Watch it at Mesa.
I know a lot of people.
For 2 minutes.
A lot of people love the horses
Cinco,
here that listen to the show.
It's Cuatro de Mayo.
Oh, it is Cuatro de Mayo. I wanted to give my my picks. I like number 7, Maximum Security.
Okay.
To win. Improbable number 5. Tacitus number 8. Omaha Beach number 12. Those are my top 4.
Any other
are those are the ones that are going to get killed?
No, those are the ones that are God willing. I always do the sign at a cross when a race starts. Let the horses get around safe.
God's a big horse racing fan.
He is. Well, I just want to bless the horses that they don't get
Why
hurt.
Why didn't he teach them how to get to the end of the race without a person on their back?
Because they like the person on their back.
Going, when I created those, they need people on their backs.
Oh, jeez.
And a happy belated birthday to
that got bleeped.
Really?
I hope so.
It's a birthday.
I hope it got bleeped again.
That sucks.
We're not a shout-out show.
Not a bit of
three times.
Got bleeped again. Any other non sequiturs?
No, I just want to say, Katie, I love you.
I hope that doesn't get bleeped.
Another lie.
Stream outside. Colorado co-ed. Toast a dozen on the inside. Questers jet. Who farted? Who farted on the outside? It's close. Who farted in the winner's circle?